The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The first wave of District 7A games are in the books, and both Clay County teams have dispatched of their conference competition, leaving them each 4-0 in league play after facing the opponents once. Tonight we see the black, purple, and gold squads begin the back half slide as neighboring Red Bull and Springs leaves Macon County with their counterfeit canines and invades Joe Sims Gym for the season's second Battle of the Bulldogs. Not only will we see the main feature of round ball action on Rob Edwards Court tonight, but the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame's ranks will have its annual increase with the induction of its 13th class, consisting of four new members. And we're here to cover it all on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our fifth broadcast of this basketball season. For the third time this year, we're here at home with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm thrilled to be here calling the action tonight, particularly due to the upcoming induction of Todd Upton, Gary Sparks Short, Leon Watson, and the late Johnny Rich into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Joining me soon will be former head coaches and first-class Hall of Fame members Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. With me now is the man who runs both the Horizon Sports Network and the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, Thomas Weaver.
Now, I've got a little help with both, Daniel. Appreciate what you do on those efforts also.
You're welcome.
But I appreciate the kind introduction, as I do every broadcast, and I'm excited to continue our District 7A showcase coverage tonight. And like you said, tonight's a special night. It's Hall of Fame night, Daniel.
It is always good, and this year's 13th class, they're just as quality as those first ones 13 years ago.
No doubt about it. And, you know, besides that, this is the second time around with neighboring county rival Red Bull and Springs. I know the Dogs are expected to roll against this other Bulldog team just because of their record, but, you know, it was a close one the last time. And we could see both of these Clay County teams have their hands full tonight. We know how good the girls are. I expect a couple of good ones.
Yeah, the Red Ladies, you know, they've had some signature wins, a big win against Pickett County at home earlier this week. And the boys, you know, they're 1-16, surprisingly, but they start five juniors. This is a veteran team, third-year coach Andrew Mullenix. I don't care what their record is, they're a formidable opponent for Coach Edwards and his Mighty Dogs tonight.
Totally agreed, Daniel. And we also want to be sure to recognize our sponsors. We talked about how good these games are going to be. They're great, not just good, and we can't thank them enough, Daniel.
Absolutely. We hope they're happy with us because we're certainly thrilled with them.
And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks picked up a copy this week for a special pullout program of those Hall of Fame inductees. And we hope you'll get one next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. But the last game Clay County played was after Horizon press time, so we'll just summarize the games down in Gordonsville, and you can read about all the details of them next week. Both the Dogs and Lady Dogs got road wins Tuesday, and the Clay County girls blew out the Tigerettes in Gordonsville by a score of 61-37. The Lady Dogs led 15-2 at the end of one and 32-15 at the break before cruising to the 24-point victory behind 15 from Abby Head and 16 each from both Briley Burchett and Hallie Buford. Madison Hayes had 8 points off the bench. And Izzy Hale, Baylor Walden, and Kaylee Brown all had 2 apiece, Daniel. Thought it was a kind of a statement for Clay County to come out sharp in that one, in a game they were supposed to win.
They opened up 15-0. We knew it was over as soon as that took place.
No doubt. The boys got off to a fast start, too, but the Tigers fought back and made it a game, though the Dogs came out victorious by a score of 49-41. Gordonsville rallied the tide at 18 at halftime before Clay County outscored them 18-9 in the third quarter to gain control. The Dogs then iced the win at the free throw line, making 11 of 16 in that final frame. Keaton Arms was the key cog in that one with 17 points. Bryce Bailey added 9, Alec Kerr 8, John Hamilton 7, Jimmy Burchett 4, Nate Adams and Lance Burchett 2 apiece. We've said it over and over, third quarter surges get it done for Coach Rob Edwards and this Bulldog team.
It did one more time, and let me tell you something. One more regular season game with Coach Bibb and the Tigers, I feel like probably a district title matchup with them and potentially a region title matchup with that tough Gordonsville team.
Looking forward to it right here in Joe Sims' gym later this month. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in your Dale Hall Horizon next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Red Bowling Springs here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. We'll start off with recent district action back on Tuesday night. Clark Range lost to Pickett County, tight one. 62-68. That one in Byrdstown. Coach Sims, you picked up a game on that one. Kind of could have went either way, I guess, couldn't it?
I guess. I don't know anything about the game other than it's a high scoring 68-62. Like you said, I just felt Pickett had the best team, so yeah, that's why I picked them.
Also on Tuesday night, Clay County beat Gordonsville 61-37, and Red Bull and Springs beat Jackson County. Should have had you pick this one. Of course, you would have probably picked Red Bull and he got it, but 51-49.
Yeah,
a close game.
It was really close.
Of course, we know how great a coach Coach Brown is, but he hadn't had the teams he usually does, but they must have fought hard.
They must have. I mean, they supposed to be a little better. I didn't see them play the first time we played them. I don't know where I was at, but, they can give their ball all they wanted, so you never know.
Last night, Pickett County, another game that you got right, Coach, they lost to Livingston 41-53. Probably not a bad 12-point loss for the Lady Bobcats.
I probably would have thought it would have been more like 25 or something, but like I say, I don't know what the particulars of the game were, but that was a pretty good showing by Pickett against a good Livingston team.
Tonight's action, 14-7 Pickett County. They're idle. They're not playing. 16-6 Clark Range hosting 6-14 Gordonsville. 16-4 Clay County hosting 13-7 Red Bullen. And a District 8 game, some of our Region 4 brethren over there. 5-9, Joe Burns travels to 8-12, Trousdale County. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to go with Trousdale. They've won a few more games, and you know, Joe Burns has been pretty decent the last few years, but they evidently have graduated a bunch and didn't have a whole lot to replace them. Only won 5 games so far, so I'll go with Trousdale.
Current District 7A standings, Clay County sits in first at 4-0, Clark Range and Red Bull and Piggy County, all three tied for second place at 2-2 in the district, and Gordonsville 0-4 in fifth place. Girls 7A updates been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug. Going to go ahead right now and take care of a quick tipsy take. Final thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, big matchup here. Red Bullen beat us last year in the region title game. We won a few weeks ago at Red Bullen. What do you look for tonight?
Well, I hope it's not as close a game as it was down there. I mean, they pretty much led us for 3 quarters, and we got them the last quarter pretty good, ended up winning by 14, but I thought down there we defended pretty well. We just need to be a little more offensive, I think, throughout the game, and I think we're playing a little better than we did that down there that night.
Final score 50-36.
Yeah, we need to. Well, if we get the mid 50s, and the final's not so bad. It was the first 3 quarters, and we was down 1, I think, going in the last quarter. If we'd been leading 8 or 10, then got it out to 14, I'd felt a lot better than the way it went. But I feel like we'll do better tonight. I think we'll get a lead, and I don't think they can press us and give us a lot of trouble with that. That's the one thing that worries me about this team. Those really good pressing teams, they kind of hurt us, like York was the other night. But,
right.
I look for us to play good tonight and win this game.
There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time for the anthem.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live in front of this big District 7A girls matchup, and it's time for the State Farm girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Tara Pryor, in her first season at the job, 13-7 record overall, 2-2 in District 7A play, starting for Red Bull, a junior number 11, Bailey Massengill, senior number 12, Claire Fleming, sophomore number 20, Chloe Powell, junior number 25, Josie Green, and a senior number 32, Brianna Thompson. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach Matt Walker, 7th season overall for him, 146 wins to 66 losses, 16-4 record this season, 4-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 2, Bella Ashlock, senior number 10, Abby Head, junior number 21, Hallie Buford, senior number 23, Briley Burchett, and a senior number 40, Isabella Hale. That's been the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County, of course, the home team tonight. They're dressed in their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Red Bull and Springs, the visiting team, they wear their red travel jerseys, white numerals on those, trim in gray. Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Red Bull and Springs will be shooting at the hoop to our right as we sit high on top of the visiting bleachers in Joe Sims' gym. Thomas, you didn't get a chance to give final thoughts during Tipsy's final take a few moments ago. Any final thoughts for you about this before we tip it off?
Well, I just think, this could possibly be, it's hard to call out the two top teams in this district, but this is two of them. When you got Piggott County and Clark Range, I mean, four top-notch Class A girls basketball teams right here in this district, and two of them are fixing to square off again.
Yeah, going to be a good one for sure. The teams did meet back on January the 3rd at Red Bull, and Clay County won 50-36. Time for round two. It's going to be Bella Ashlock stepping in to tip with it against Brianna Thompson. Thompson controls the tip. It's going to be picked up by Massengill, I believe. No, that was Fleming. She hands off. Going to have to learn these players. Fleming with it, right wing, drives baseline, kicks into the corner to Green. Josie Green works back out, Tom. That's Massengill with it. She tries to feed over to Powell and loses the handle. Turnover, Coach Sims.
That's good.
Clay County going to take over here with an opportunity to get the game's first bucket. 7:35 and ticking. We're scoreless here. Abby Head with it. Works to Halle Buford in the corner. Back out to Head out top. Now to Ashlock left corner. She drives baseline. Cuts into the paint. Jumper's no good. Rebound Burchett. Power dribble. Shot back good. Bradley Burchett adds the first points of the contest. Clay County leads 2-0. Red Bullen with it now out top. Point guard works to the right. Gives to Fleming. Fleming fires a three. Not true. Rebound Izzy Hale. Fleming, a four-year starter, I believe. Maybe a five. Played a lot of eighth grade.
She did.
Five-year starter. Inside the Burchett, they say she traveled.
Oh.
Red Bullen, of course, a big win. I guess that was not on Tuesday, but last Friday, a week ago, over Piggott County at their place.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they played Clark Range. At Clark Range, they lost the contest 77-66, but outscored the Lady Buffaloes in the second half and had a big comeback.
Yeah, they scored like 40-something the second half that night.
Red Bull looking for their first points in this one. Powell with it in right corner. Kicks back out to Fleming. She fakes left, drives right. Defended by Ashlong. Kicks it back out again. Into the hands of Chloe Powell. Long jumper, no good. Whistles blow. First foul of the contest going to be called against Clay County. Going to be Abby Head picking up the personal.
Red Bull, they do something different than about anybody we've played. They play a 1-2-2. That's what they played down there. And, they kind of give you a little trouble if you're not used to it. There's a little. You'd think you could get it inside on them, but they pack it in there pretty good. But we'll see what happens.
Well, hits one, making it 2-1. So the difference, I guess, between the 3-2 and the 1-2-2, those other two guys don't stay on the perimeter. They're at the elbows of the paint. Is that right?
That's where they start at. You got one on each block. One up, the ball side covers the corner. Another one slides across and covers the ball side post.
Abby Head misses a three-pointer. Izzy Hale on the rebounded putback. Clay County takes a 4-1 lead.
I was just noticing. She's got one of her littlest girl out there playing on that block down there. That seems like that'd be kind of suicidal. But
could be potential for some exposure.
Yeah, I mean, we scored inside twice and should have three times.
Red Bullen with the ball. Clay County with the lead. Green with it out, Tom, defended by Burchett. She drives the left side of the lane. Shot's no good. Bradley fouls. Kind of hacked at her there at the last moment. First personal of the contest for Bradley. Now Josie Green at the line to shoot two. Clay County one-game series win streak with Red Bull. Of course, down at over at East Robertson last year, Region 4A championship game, Red Bull pulled what I'll call an upset and beat Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs. However, Clay County went on the road to Whipple and won their sub-state game, and it was Red Bull losing theirs at home. Burchett inside, power move to the paint, baskets good. and she's going to go to the line. That's a pretty good job.
And she scored with two on her right there.
Yeah, and we're seeing a concerted effort to get the ball in the post to Riley Burchie to early here, guys. I like it.
Yeah, Coach Sims talked to us about the mismatch in size down there, and certainly that's what we're targeting right now, isn't it?
No doubt.
Like I said, they're going to try to double team her every time. She just needs to make good decisions. If she can split it like she did there, it's great. But, you know, you'll turn it over sometimes if you try to pick it up when it's not there.
Burchett good. Completed the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And Clay Kenny takes a five-point lead, 7-2. 5-10 and ticking. First quarter, Red Bullen with it. Believe that's Fleming under the hoop. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound, Izzy Hale. Hale averaging four rebounds a game for this black, purple, and gold squad. Bella Ashlock jumper off the glass, no good. Rebounded putback, Burchett, no good. Got her own rebound again. Kicks it out to Abby Head. Three-pointer top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound Fleming. Claire Fleming presses the issue across the timeline, works against Head. Kicks out the pound out, right wing. Step back three off the mark. Rebound, Buford. Hallie Buford with it. Halfway through this first quarter almost, 4:30 and ticking, 7-2. Hallie Buford, three-pointer, right wing, misses everything. Kept alive by Ashlock, jump shot by Izzy Hales, and started to say it's in there good, but it did not fall. Hallie Buford called for an out-of-position foul.
Yeah, she kind of went over the back. But we got two or three good looks at it there.
Buford with her first personal, Clay Kenny with three team fouls. On the floor for Clay County, we see those original five starters. They've played the entire way thus far. Red Bowman with it. Now a foul called against Izzy Hale. Out on the floor. Her first personal, fourth team foul for Clay County. Red Bowman already over halfway to the bonus. Red Lady Dogs working in. Powell with it. Gives to Fleming. She works against Ashlock. Ashlock's link could give Fleming fits.
Yeah.
Did a good job on her last time, and she pokes away a steal right there, Daniel.
Hale picks up the loose ball after Ashlock knocks it free. Now Abby Head with it. Kicks to Buford, right corner. Tries to look inside for Briley. She's covered up. Now they kick it left. Back right to Buford. Now baseline to Burchett. Nice move. Dribbled towards the boundary, then retreated into the paint to create the space for the shot. Burchett setting the woods on fire, I think 6 points, maybe seven.
She's up to seven so far tonight, Daniel. We saw her have a big quarter in Gordonsville, also tying Buford with a game-high 16 down the stretch in that game.
9-2 the score in this one. Clay County's a seven-point lead. Fleming into the paint. Shot, good.
Good shot.
Yes, it was. Fleming, one of those girls that'll probably be a first-team All-District 7A player.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's going to score some. Just, you know, just accept it because, I mean, you're not going to shut anybody out. We held her to 12-14 down there. If we do that again, not let somebody else go off.
Inside the Hale double team, they say she's fouled, though, I believe, number 10, Kennedy Marshall, picks up the personal. First foul, actually the second foul against Red Bull and Springs. And Izzy Hale at the line to shoot two. Hale, a 39% free throw shooter on the season. Helps her average there.
I thought she'd been better than that.
She had hit 7 of 18 coming into tonight.
Well, she got one.
A little long on that one. Got the first, missed the second. 10-4 now the score. Clay Kenny up a 6. Fleming, step back, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound Buford. Hallie has it knocked away. She regathers it. Thomas, you maybe were wanting to reach in foul there.
Yeah, well,
they're letting play out front. I guess I'll take it.
Buford right wing inside the Ashlock. Pass across the paint towards Hale. Never made it to her. Picked off by Fleming. Fleming tries to go coast to coast. Floater, no good in the lane. Rebound Izzy Hale. She's got four of those already. Abby Head out top. 2:10 and ticking. First quarter. Clay County 10, Red Bull in 4. Clay County looking for their first three-pointer of the night. Buford misses on her second attempt. Rebound by Head. She fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound Buford. She's tied up for the ball. Foul or a jump?
I believe it's jump.
Jump ball call.
You know, Clay County cold right now from behind the arc, Coach,
yeah.
but getting a lot of second chances.
Yeah,
they
keep leaving Hallie open. She'll burn them in a minute.
Yeah. Maddie Hayes checks in. Izzy Hale checks out. Buford, three-pointer. Little off the mark. Rebounded by Red Boylan. Quickly across the timeline is Coley Powell. Dishes inside now to Thompson. Thompson scores from right block. 10-6. Me and Coach Walker earlier today discussing Izzy Hale and Maddie Hayes and how is a combined duo playing that position, that number five, that center position. They're a dynamic duo there. Combined, they have a great game.
I've been talking about that for the last month, you know. I mean, every night, combined, they'll have 12, 15 points.
Yeah, because it's really not, it's not Maddie versus Izzy. It's about through the course of the game,
right.
In that position, what do the two accomplish? And it's a lot.
That's right.
Three-pointer, head, right corner, little wide, missed everything, kept alive by Ashlock. Bella with it on baseline, back out top to Hallie. Hallie comes to the elbow, circles back, gives to Abby. Minute 10 and ticking, first quarter, 10-6 the score. Head dribbles right, dishes inside Ashlock, 8-foot jumper in the paint, good.
They went to 2-3 now. I don't think they ever did that down there. They think they played that 1-2-2 the whole game.
So trying to go 2-3 to minimize our post play?
I guess.
45 seconds left in the opening quarter. Fleming, three-pointer, good.
What?
Just like that, 12-9, single possession.
You can't let her stand up there and look at it like that.
No, the most experienced guard in the district, you know, has played more basketball than any other player due to playing that eighth grade year. 25 seconds and ticking. Clay County with the opportunity to take the last shot of the quarter if they can maintain possession here. Head with it. Red Bull and content to let time tick away. 12-9 the score. Black, purple, and gold up by three.
You'll see them stay in the zone as time ticks away here. You don't see that much.
Down to 5 seconds. Burchett now with it. Jump shot. No good. Rebounded putback. Matty Hayes no good. Buzzer sounds, first quarter ends. It is a dogfight, literally, here between the Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs and the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. 12-9, Clay County lead after one.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 12-9. With 8 minutes left here in the first half, and here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Briley Burchett leading the way with 7 first quarter points. Izzy Hale has 3, and Bella Ashlock 2 for Clay County. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Hallie Buford comes up with a steal. It was knocked away from Abby Head. Clay Kitty on the inbound. Abby Head knocks down the triple from right corner. First three-pointer of the night for Coach Walker's squad. First of many, I would say. Red Bullen with it. Trailing now by 6. Early second quarter. Three-pointer taken and missed by them. That was number 33, DeAndrea Polk. Abby Head walks across the timeline. Kicks to Buford. Inside entry pass to Burchett. Too high. Fleming comes away with it. Tried to force that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't there.
Powell with it. Deep three-pointer, top of the key. Finds its mark.
Yeah.
Red Boylan with 2 3-pointers of their own here in the first half has evened it almost up. 15-12, Clay County up a 3. Lacey Wiggs has checked into the contest. The sophomore heading to left wing gives back the head out top. Now Buford, she fires a 3 right wing. Can't find the mark on it. Foul called against Lacey Wiggs. Fifth team foul for Clay County. 1 each for Abby Head, Hallie Buford, Bradley Burchett, Easy Hale, and Lacey Wiggs. So no one in foul trouble. They're spread out.
Wiggs went out. Icelock came back.
Wasn't out long, the
no.
Sophomore. Of course, Coach Walker probably just trying to create a little longer break for Ashlock.
Yeah.
A little bit of an extended breather, as we've documented well over the course of last year. Bella still struggling with some leg things. She's healthy, but it's just not what it was 2 years ago for her.
No, playing for the most part.
So valuable to have her out there. Right now, she's got the tough task of playing man defense against Claire Fleming, looks like.
Yeah. She guarded her down there at night.
Bree Thompson inside works against Maddie Hayes. Good defensive job by Hayes. Shot was no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Off the fingertips of Red Bull, and Clay County going to inbound. 5:54 mark, second quarter. Induction of the 13th Clay County Sports Hall of Fame class coming up at halftime of this contest. We have a recording that Thomas put together for us earlier today. It's got a little biography of each of the four new inductees, Todd Upton, Gary Sparkshort, Leon Watson, and the late Johnny Rich. So once the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show comes on, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for that. Offensive foul call.
Oh, man.
Is it on Maddie?
Probably. They set a back screen right there. And that's probably what they got her on.
Maddie Hayes with the offensive foul down in the paint.
A little black backdoor screen play that they've run.
That's the one Brett used to run all the time at Pickett County. We'd have to work on that every time we played them, make sure they still get it sometimes.
5:20 and ticking, second quarter, still 15-12. Good defense by Ashlock. They're going to call a foul on her. Was it the reach over the top?
I guess. Should have called a push off on her first.
I agree. You saw Bella get kind of shoved back, didn't you?
Yeah, she had her arm out. That's usually automatic offensive foul, but it wasn't that time.
Fleming at the line.
Well, she missed.
Yeah.
Well, she missed both of them.
Misses them both?
Yeah.
I would like to know how many times that's happened.
I'd say not many.
She's got an outstanding average, no doubt. Abby Head out top. Originally, Clay County did not allow points after the two missed free throws. Ashlock with it. Dishes down inside the Burchett. Bradley picks it up off of Rob Edwards' court. Never fully got possession, did Bradley, because Red Bull knocked it out of bounds. Clay County going to inbound from their own baseline. 4:57 mark, second quarter. 15-12. Thomas, we've been there for a few moments now.
Yeah, you see him. Back-to-back three-pointers to open this stanza, Daniel, and nothing since then. One from each team.
Another possession here for Clay County as a missed jump shot came off the rim, then went off of a Red Lady Dog's foot and out of bounds. Maddie Hayes checks out. Easy Hale checks back in. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Walker here halfway through this second quarter. Burchett, free throw line, has her pocket pick, gets the ball back. Now a foul going to be called against Chloe Powell.
They're going to have to realize they got five packed in the paint. You ain't going to be able to dribble in the paint. You get in there, you better square up and shoot it.
Head to inbound. Works it into Ashlock.
Like
shot.
That.
Ooh, just did not fall good. Put back by Easy Hale, no good. Jump ball, going to be called. Nice inbound play to Ashlock.
Yeah.
Just didn't fall.
Man, I thought for sure the one Easy shot was going to go, but it didn't go either.
No. Clay County is shooting the ball a little better. This is a pretty good margin for the Lady Dogs because they're getting multiple opportunities at it. Go for it.
They fed into Burchett. Burchett had the power dribble, slid the foot just a little. Referee right there with a great view saw the travel.
Clay County dominating the offensive board
yep.
right now.
Well, we're out playing them pretty bad. We just can't get shots to fall. Now, started out pretty good, but
on the season, Clay County averaging right at 29 rebounds a game. Their opponents, 20 rebounds. So, not in, not out. That's an area Clay County's having the advantage on. Claire Fleming misses a jump shot. Neither team very hot right now. Powell with it, right wing. Kicks over to Massengill. She drives to the free throw line and kicks to Fleming. Her drive underhand layup good. So, the scoring drought's broken. It's no longer 15-12, it's 15-14. Red Bull and trails by only one. Clay County with the ball trying to extend this one-point lead. Bradley Burchett out top, kicks to Buford. Buford in the corner, dribbles across court. Now to Ashlock, back to Burchett. Burchett, three-pointer, top of the key. Woo! Knocks it down. Bradley Burchett on the season continues to shoot the three-pointer well. Has hit 10 of 20 now. She has crept up to 50% from behind the arc.
That's amazing.
And it's not one of two on the year. 10 of 20, folks. Yep. Hale will get called for the foul. Easy. Her second personal.
Good job by Hale there, going to the referee, just getting an explanation, asking what she needs to be doing.
Yeah.
And he was glad to oblige, Daniel.
Yeah, she's a smart player. Once she knows what she's not allowed to do, she's probably going to adjust to it.
Hold it.
Front end of the 1-1 missed by Brianna Thompson, rebounded by Maddie Hayes. The junior post player gives off to Abby Head. She comes down, has it top of the key, kicks to Ashok left wing. Now Maddie Hayes at the elbow, out to Buford, three-pointer, too strong, rebound Bree Thompson.
You find it tonight.
Buford is not yet to hit from behind the arc. She had three three-pointers early at Gordonsville. Claire Fleming knocks down her second three-pointer. She's getting close to double digits now, probably there with 10, I believe. 18-17 the score. Clay County up by one in a heated District 7A contest. Here's a turnover. Clay Kenny hadn't done that much tonight. Three-pointer taken by Josie Green after taking an extra step. Fortunately, no good on the shot. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. He feels the momentum starting to leave his squad, wants to regain it. 2:22 left to play in the second quarter. Clay County 18, Red Bull 17.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now only leads 18-17. They're up by one after a three-pointer from Red Bowling Springs, Daniel, to narrow this one.
Yeah, this one, it is what we thought it would be. A heated contest between two good basketball teams. Foul going to be called. I missed part of the action. Foul called against Clay County. What player committed it, Coach? Oh, okay, jump ball call. Clay County 16-4 on the season. Red Bowen 13-7. The losses that Red Bowen has had, a two-point loss to Tompkinsville, Kentucky. A four-point loss to White County. A close loss to Warren County, bigger school. Close loss to South Laurel, Kentucky. As Abby Head takes the three-pointer. Good. Joe Sims' gym erupts with applause. A three-point loss to Westmoreland. 11-point loss to Clark Range. Biggest loss of the season for them. 14 points to us. So, you know, 13-7 could easily be 18-2. 21-17 here right now. Clay County with a four-point lead. Minute five left to play in this second quarter. Chloe Powell with it out top. Drives into the lane. Penetrates. Abby Head blocks the shot. Goes out of bounds. And Red Bull going to inbound. 1 minute left here
Head in the really second. Stepping up her game here in the second quarter, Daniel. Back-to-back three-pointers from her. Doing it on the defensive end, too. Abby Head keeping her team in it.
Red ball on the inbound. They don't want to wait. They want points now. A lot of steps and a bucket. 21-19. Single possession contest. 45 seconds and ticking. Abby Head back to Maddie Hayes. Now across the paint. High pass caught by Ashlock. Kicks to Buford in the corner. Baseline drive. Kicks around at the block. Back out top to Head. 35 seconds left. Coach Walker up. Yelling his instructions. Coach Pryor's been up. First year coach. I'm sure she's assisted for many years. I'm not sure. First year head coach. Down to 15 seconds. Ashlock at right wing. Buford at left wing. Hayes and Burchett at elbows. Head, three-pointer left wing. Looks true. Was a little strong, though. Had a good line on it. Down to 1 second. Desperation three at the buzzer. No good. After the first two quarters, we've got a District 7A dandy. Clay County 21, Red Bull and 19. Folks, stay with us here for the Popular Road Body Shop Halftime Show and the induction of the 13th Clay County Sports Class.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Gone Country Cafe normally serves up your first half breakdown, but tonight's a special night, as the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2022 is being inducted here at halftime of the Lady Dogs game. So we'll get caught up on all the first half action a little later and provide you with information about the 13th class to be inducted into the Hall of Fame while they do the official induction at midcourt here at Joe Sims Gym. And we'll let this segment be sponsored by Gone Country on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch until 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately? Before we talk about this year's class, we also want to thank the sponsors of the Class of 2022 Meet and Greet Reception, held earlier tonight in the high school cafeteria. Those sponsors include Westmoreland Management, Subway of Salina, Scott's Best Way, and Bank of Salina. We want to thank those folks for sponsoring the reception. So without further ado, let me introduce you to the four members being inducted as the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2022 tonight. First, we have athlete Todd Upton. Todd Upton played football for Salina High School from 1981 to 1984, where he achieved all-state status, was a McDonald's Tackle Player of the Year, and received interest from Tennessee Tech, Austin Peay, and MTSU to play at the next level due to his exploits on the gridiron, playing both linebacker on defense and at guard in the offensive line. Upton helped pave the way for Hall of Fame backs Jimmy Crankle, Darrell and Dwayne Reeser, Craig Ogletree, and Kevin Watson with his outstanding blocking, and he also was the Bulldogs' leading tackler his senior year. Besides being recognized for his individual greatness by being named the Tri-Lakes Conference Defensive MVP, the McDonald's Tackle Player of the Year, and All-State on the elite combined Class A AA team, which included private schools, Upton also continued to be involved in Clay County sports after high school in both men's softball and fishing. Next, we have athlete Johnny Rich. The late Johnny Rich played football for Salina High School from 1984 to 1987, where he became a familiar face on the gridiron, catching passes from his tight end position and sacking quarterbacks as a defensive end. He also blocked for multiple Hall of Fame running backs, made his mark as one of the most prolific pass rushers in Bulldog history, and was recognized for his prowess with multiple accolades. As a sophomore, Rich started on the legendary 1985 state semifinal team and was named All-Mid-State Honorable Mention after recording 9 sacks that season. He then led the team in sacks and was among the Bulldogs' top pass catchers and tacklers as a junior when he earned All-District 5A honors. Rich's senior season was shortened due to injury, but he still amassed 17 career sacks. The total ranks him among the all-time leaders of Bulldog pass rushers even today, and he held the program's sack record for many years prior. Rich also contributed to Clay County Athletics after his playing days were over and throughout the rest of his life as one of the Bulldogs' biggest supporters. Next, we have athlete Gary Spark Short. Gary Spark Short played football for Salina High School from 1980 to 1983. And he was the starting quarterback for the Bulldogs his junior and senior years, where he led his team to an impressive 17-5 record as a starter, earned All-District honors, and was named the Industrial Bowl Offensive MVP. As a junior, Short led his Bulldogs to a 7-0 start, where they finished with an 8-win season and a bowl victory over Jackson County, the game he was recognized as the best offensive player on the field. As a senior, the Townless Signal Caller again paced his team to an 8-2 season, which helped Salina claim the District 5A championship and make the playoffs for the first time in program history.
a premier game that year was when AP number 2 Salina met AP number 1 Westmoreland when Short had a career night, going 10 of 19 for 245 yards and a touchdown, along with rushing for another score. His 245-yard single-game passing mark was second only to his older brother and Hall of Fame member Rogers' mark of 265 at the time. Cumulatively, the younger Short had almost 1,000 yards passing and 6 touchdowns, plus 5 rushing scores his senior year. And our fourth and final member of the class of 2022 is Heritage member Leon Watson. Leon Watson played multiple sports at Salina High School from 1960 to 1963, and he also served as a respected referee in the area for many years following his high school athletic career. Watson played under legendary head coach John Teeples on the gridiron during a span when the Bulldogs advanced to the Lions Bowl, and he also starred on the baseball diamond at the same time. Watson's teammate and Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Danny Watson described him as a hard-nosed, tough football player who helped his team succeed. Watson played in the backfield alongside the Hall of Famer and also as a defensive halfback on the other side of the ball. Following the close of his high school career, Watson then became a well-known basketball referee, and he continues to be a big supporter of Clay County athletics. Watson attends just about every Bulldog game possible to cheer on the black and gold. Folks, stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and the second half between Clay County and Red Bowling Springs, coming up next after these words from our sponsors. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, we're going to do a quick local sports lowdown brought to you by Coleman Exteriors. Fifth and sixth grade Lady Dogs of Salina K-8 moved on to 10-3 after beating South Fentress this past Monday, 26-9. They advance to the quarterfinals of the James C. Hill Tournament, where they will play Glenn Martin this Saturday at 3:15. The junior high girls of Salina K-8 lost against Homestead yesterday, 43-18, in the James C. Hill Tournament. Coach Brittany Boone and assistant Tamika Garrison led the ladies to a final record of 10-6 on the season, with several of those losses being extremely close. We congratulate them all and look forward to seeing the 8th graders on the high school team next year. Don't have time to go through our four collegiate athletes. I will tell you that Tyreek And the boys go to LSU tomorrow to play. Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles had a big win last night as he continues to start for them. Katie Arms and company at Preet Hardman play tomorrow as well as Cherokee Upton. So a lot of action coming up for those four former Dogs and Lady Dogs. This week's Hocus Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. No points yet here in this third quarter play. The teams have flipped into the floor. Clay County works at the hoop to our right. Red Bull in the hoop to our left. Each team has missed a shot so far. 7:15 and ticking. Clay County with a narrow 2-point lead over Red Bull and Springs. Bella Ashlock with it inside. Loses the handle. Gets over to Izzy Hale with it. Coach Walker going with his original five starters here on the floor. That's Abby Head, Izzy Hale, Bella Ashlock, Bradley Burchett, Holly Buford. Three-pointer of Ashlock. No good rebound. Izzy Hale. Nice rebound.
Yeah, it was.
Back to Ashlock. Izzy 5-6, maybe rebounds already in this one. Burchett thought about a three, decides to drive instead. Picks up the dribble, kicks to Bella. Back out to Abby. Defensively still in that 2-3.
Yeah.
Red balling is. Kind of creating some outside looks if we swing the ball quick enough.
Yeah.
Long range two-pointer by Burchett. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Josie Green. Claire Fleming with it now, the veteran, senior point guard, sets up at right wing. She's been defended tonight by Bella Ashlock. Bella's done a nice job with her. Well, Bella's played the entirety of the contest other than that 30 or so seconds that AC Wicks checked in.
Steal here.
Buford on a steal, wants to go coast to coast. Shot's blocked, though.
We can get a foul call. That's twice they fouled her shooting, and they haven't called it yet.
They're just going to simply say it was out of bounds, and Clay County got inbound.
They hit a Red Bullin player in the back, and she was standing out of bounds, Daniel, before it went out.
.603 mark here of the third. It's Clay County inbounds. Bella with it out top. 21-19. Clay County up by two. Of course, if you were watching her feed during halftime, you saw Thomas go down and help present the plaques to those four outstanding recipients. As Abby Head tries a three, no good rebound. Ashlock dishes to Hale. Easy with the bucket. So congratulations to Todd Upton, Gary Sparks, Short, Leon Watson, and the late Johnny Ridge. All being inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's Coy Powell hits a three-pointer here. Red Bullen trailing by one. If Izzy hadn't had the bucket a moment ago, they would have taken a lead there.
Yep.
Hale with it. Free throw range jumper. Good. Backed it in. Big bucket by Izzy. 25-22. 3 points the lead. 5:05 and ticking. Third quarter. Shot inside. No good. Kept alive by Bree Thompson for Red Bull. And she dishes out to Massengill. Massengill on the floor. And a foul going to be called on Ashlock. Bella reaching over the top of Massengill got called. That's going to be her second personal of the contest.
Don't see that call much. Most of the time when they're a jump ball.
That's pretty cheap.
Red Bull with a chance here to tie up if they choose to shoot a three. They could cut it to one if they choose a two-pointer. 25-22. Coach Walker and his Lady Dogs lead. Clay County 4-0 in District 7A play. Red Bullen 2-2. Red Bullen lost to Clay County. And to Clark Range, they beat Gordonsville Pickett. A travel that Massengill gets away with. She slid across the paint, but they maintain possession.
Well, she kept her dribble when she went to the floor.
Well, that's true. Maybe that's a great play by her. Now that you mention it, you seldom see that, do you?
That's right.
Burchett ends up with the ball after a missed shot.
They're letting them bang down there some now.
So is it a good defensive effort thus far by Red Bullen, or are we just off on our shoot?
Yeah, a little both. Well, they're playing take our inside game away, and you know, we get it in there early when they're playing that 1-2-2. Once they went that 2-3, they're really keeping it packed. It's hard to do much.
25-22. When the teams met a couple weeks ago on January the 3rd, the final was Clay County 50, Red Bull and 36. Thomas, you were at that one. It was the last game before we started calling them for the year.
Yeah, it was. And as Coach said, you know.
If we start doing that.
Who was that? Buford?
Yeah, Gibbon. She finally hit one.
Finally hit one. Had a drought during the first half of play.
That's kind of the way she was the other night somewhere. She didn't do much the first half and really turned it on the second half.
Josie Green with it out top. Kicks to a teammate. She fires a three. It's good. That's number 10, Kennedy Marshall, the junior. She answers. Keeps it a three-point game. Clay County 28, Red Bull 25. Abby Head out top. Kicks to Buford. Now Ashlaw. Now back to Head. Now inside the Hale. Easy with it. Spins into the paint. Good shot. Izzy Hale, a bit of a hook shot there, left-handed shot. I've always felt like players from the west end of the county, like Izzy, always a lot of connection to Red Bullin. They grow up real close together out there, and always seems like they play real good in these contests.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of those girls up there go to Red Bullin.
Yep. A travel called against Red Bullin.
I don't think they've got any on their team right now from Hermit Springs that I know of.
No, I don't think so. And I understand, you know, about 20 miles or so from Clay County High School, and in some cases, 3 miles, 4 away from Red Bullin.
Yeah.
We certainly are proud to have Izzy here with us. 2:35 and ticking. Third quarter, Clay County with a five-point lead, make it 7 points.
See, that's what I was talking about. Catch it, shoot it.
Yep.
You can't put it on the floor in there. About five packed in there.
Yeah, because we hadn't been getting the foul calls.
No.
We've just been having some disrupted dribbling.
Yeah.
32-25.
Riley Burcher with a cool dozen in this ballgame, Daniel. Didn't get to do the breakdown at the half. She had 10 at the break. Matching her was Claire Fleming with 10 on the Red Bull inside. Abby Head had those two threes in the second quarter for 6. Izzy Hale had 3 at the half. She's already up to 9 with 6 points here in the third quarter. And Bella Ashlock had a bucket at the break.
Minute 50 and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County up by 7, 32-25. Hallie Buford in the corner. Looks inside. Pass knocked away. Regathered. And got into Ashlock, but it was knocked out of bounds first by Red Bull.
We saw Burchett score 7 of those 10 early in the first quarter, Daniel. We haven't really seen much of that since, Coach. You're right, though. They packed in the 2-3 on Bradley Burchett.
Yeah, they have.
Buford, 3-pointer. Left wing, too strong. A foul called against Burchett.
Yeah.
Bradley Burchett picks up her second personal. Clay County's second team foul of the second half. Lacey Wicks going to check in. Bella Ashok going to check out. Coach Walker, for the most part this year, at least the games we've been broadcasting, playing about 7 girls. Wicks and Hayes coming off the bench. Timeout going to be taken by Red Bull and Springs. We'll take timeout with them. Minute 18 left in the third. Clay County 32, Red Bull and 25.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Member, Member FDIC.
Back here live, minute 18 left in this third quarter. Clay County up by 7. on the floor for Coach Walker, Lacey Wiggs, Abby Head, Izzy Hale, Hallie Buford, and Riley Burchett.
Daniel, that timeout by the Red Bowling coach comes as the Lady Dogs have their largest lead of the night. So stretching it out here as Burchett got her first bucket of the second half before the timeout.
And if I'm not mistaken, Clay County has led throughout the entirety of the contest. Has not trailed, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Daniel, but only by low single digits and such.
Red Bowling here trying to cut it back to a two-possession game. They feed inside to Bree Thompson. She's going to be fouled by Izzy Hale.
Man, we should have had the ball down there.
Third personal for Izzy. Maddie Hayes going to come to the scorer's table to check in for her. Coach Walker meeting Red Bowling for the 16th time in his career. He's 14-1 in prior meetings against them. 6-0 here at home. Of course, that lone loss coming last year in the Region 4A title game. Just a good night for Red Bowling over there. Not a great night for us. Of course, we were there calling it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some nights are just not your night.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. I don't want to say a whole lot. There's some things going on that didn't have anything to do with on the floor, I don't think.
I agree. Bradley Burch is going to be going to the line to shoot two. Thomas, who hit the free throws for Red Bull?
It was Brianna Thompson. She's got 4 points so far in this ball game, Daniel. The post player inside, true from the free throw line for Red Bowling Springs. Clay County's post player at the line, Daniel. And something I noticed on that last possession, you saw Massengill deny and head the ball. Maddie Hayes had to bring it up the floor.
Well, I really wouldn't pay much attention. Well, I don't, think I'd want to do that too many times. But
well, it was just about three dribbles, but she did pretty well.
Burchett hits the first, misses the second. So a six-point game, 33-27. Red Bull with the rebound. Massengill with it. Left wing gives to Fleming out top. Fleming defended by Lacey Wicks. Kicks back to Massengill left wing. She's defended by Head. Massengill out top. Down to 7 seconds to play. Back in the corner, hands of Fleming in the corner. Three-pointer good. And the third quarter is going to end with that one. What a nice finish for Red Bowling. They let Fleming get free in the corner. She made the Lady Dogs pay 33-30. Clay County up by three. 8 minutes left to settle it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you? Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 33-30 with 8 minutes left here in this contest. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Briley Birch is leading the way with a baker's dozen here after three quarters of play. She's got 13. Izzy Hale has 9. Abby Head, 6. Hallie Buford, 3. And Bella Ashlock has 2 for Clay County. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it, just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Coach Sims, one quarter left. Clay County's been up by as much as 7 right now, only a 3-point lead.
Yeah, I wish we could have kept at least 5 going into this last quarter or 6, but it's got to play. Got a quarter to go.
Red Bone with the ball. Fleming with it. Goes in. Ashok does a nice job of keeping the penetration, getting too deep. Now a screen, and now an offensive foul that is on call, but a missed shot. Fleming really threw that arm and shoulder.
She did.
But a good no call, I guess.
Yeah.
Clay County back with the ball, and now a warning on Coach Pryor, they say. She was in her seat. Clearly, it was something she said rather than did.
I don't know when they start this warning stuff. They never give me any warnings. They just get me technical. Because I didn't get too many, but they never warned me.
If you'd have had a warning, you'd probably stop.
How about that?
Burchett inside, scores from right block. Good way to open the corner offensively. for Clay County. It was that strong presence of Bradley in the first quarter that built the Clay County lead, and now we need her to finish it, 35-30 now, Thomas.
Yeah, that's how, you know, I think I said it in the boys' game down in Gordonsville, you know, about Keaton Arnes. Bradley Burchett, your closer here. Slow down the tempo. You've got a five-point lead. Work it in the post to Bradley Burchett and let her take this game home for you.
Josie Green inside. That's actually Massengill. Massengill on the bucket. Running bank shot off the glass.
Sling it up to Gilsey.
Sometimes it goes your way, I suppose. 6:35 and ticking. Fourth quarter, 3 points the difference. Clay County up, 35-32. Hattie Buford out top. Kickstabby hit it right wing. Inside the Burchett. Spins left, spins right. Picks up the dribble, shoots, gets knocked down. Ball goes out of bounds.
They're doing something different. I don't know if it's man or – I know they're messed up with two or three of them.
They were in man on that position, Coach, and then double Bradley.
That's what I thought.
30-second timeout taken. Let's stay on Thomas talk for just a minute about the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame class. Four great new members. Give your thoughts just on the class as a whole, perhaps.
Well, just, you know, for me, guys that came before you, the set standards that you tried to play up to or you tried to live up to throughout your career and your life, and for so many players, not just myself and you, but just great. It's a great deal, you know, this Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. These are people that need to be recognized, and just to have it in place, I think, is a special thing. Coach Sims heavily involved in it also, and was at the reception with us. It's just a good thing.
I really enjoy it. You know, I wish more people would come.
I agree.
I come every year. I mean, I enjoy seeing the guys coming in and congratulating them, and it's just a good thing.
Of course, Coach, you were a first-class Hall of Famer, a part of the committee there, and these four, I feel, that were added this year, highly worthy, a good class.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever been put in it wasn't worthy.
A good class.
That's something, if we get time to mention it, you know, about that process, it all depends on the public.
Yeah.
So if you're out there listening tonight, anybody can be nominated. All you got to do is make the effort to do it.
By anybody,
that's right.
Anybody.
It starts from the public and then voted on by the current members. So a pretty simple process. We just need to get a lot more people involved in it.
Yeah, go to Google, type in Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. You'll go straight to a nice website that's got all the information on there. Missed shot by Red Bull and Springs. We're starting to get down to the nitty-gritty here. 5:35 and ticking.
We need to put two on the board.
Clay County up by three. So we're entering another phase of that game where neither team's scoring. Like Coach Sims just mentioned, we need to break that drought with a bucket. 35-32 in favor of Clay County. Coach Sims, what about these second round meetings of this district action? How much tougher is it the second time around?
Well, you're a little better prepared than they are, too, so it's, I don't know if it's the same or tougher. Well, I guess whoever makes the best adjustments and changes or whatever. I always felt like we could do better the second time because, you know, I could take the tape and break it down, see what they did and all that stuff. If they were doing the same thing to us, but
I agree completely with what you just said. I think that really does come down more to coaching perhaps than anything. Timeout taken. We're going to take this one with them. 5:09 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County 35. Red Bone Springs 32.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where it's a three-point ball game, 35-32. Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs here with just 5 minutes to go in this one, Daniel.
Yeah, we're getting down to it. Of course, we know how long those 5 minutes can be. Inbound play, Ashok with it, an offensive foul call against Bella Ashok. I like these inbound plays we've got drawn up to Bella.
Well, I
just hadn't been able to
back play I ran for 40 years up there.
You recognized it immediately.
Bellows doesn't have any points. Melissa Benton scored running that play.
Bellows third personal. On the floor for Coach Walker, those original five starters. Red Bullen with the ball. Three-pointer, left wing. No good. That was off the hands of Kennedy Marshall. Ball goes out of bounds off of Red Bullen. Clay Kennedy takes back over. Bradley Burchett, Hanley Buford, Bella Ashlock, Izzy Hale, and Abby Head out on the court, 35-32. Clay County trying to move to 17-4 on the season, 5-0 in District 7A play. Rematch of last year's Region 4 championship game here.
Crap a little.
Izzy Hale, right side of the lane, power layup, no good. Rebounded put back by Bradley. No good but a foul.
Yeah.
Burchett going to go to the line again. She's been there earlier in the contest. On the season, a strong 81% shooter from the free throw line. 67 of 83 on the season. Hits the first. Just looking across all areas for Burchett, 52% from the field in general on two pointers. We already mentioned 50% on three-pointers and 81% from the free throw line.
That's all good numbers.
Timeout taken by Red Bullen. 32nd. We'll play one and come back. Clay up by five.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads by 5 points. Thanks to two free throws from Bradley Burchett, Daniel. She's got a game-high 17, leads all scorers in this one.
Halfway through this fourth quarter. Clay County up by five, 37-32. Lady Dogs in black, purple, and gold have led throughout the contest. Hopefully they can hang on to it. Red Bullen with it. Marshall in the corner, kicks back out to Massengill. She works against Buford, gives back to Marshall, now Claire Fleming. Fleming with it, working against Ashok. To the hoop, shot blocked, they save Ashok, failed. That's her fourth. If I were Coach Pryor, I would probably send Fleming again to the hole. Try to foul out Ashok. I'm sure Coach Walker may be pulling her off the floor in a moment, I don't know.
Now you can't, Daniel. I mean, she's the only one that can challenge Fleming at the rim, and I thought she did a pretty good job defending on that one.
I did, too. Fleming hits the first free throw. Earlier in the game, Fleming, a rare time, no doubt, had missed both free throws. Makes up for it there with both of those made. Now some full court pressure. Clay County beats it easily enough. Burchett with it. Left wing in a trap. Gets out of it. 3:45 and ticking. Ashlock, inside pass to Hale, take it away. Bree Thompson with it. So what did we just see out of Red Bullen right now?
They're trapping out front. And we ought to get a good shot, which if the pass had got there, it would have been an easy layup, but it didn't get there.
3 points, the difference. Clay County 37, Red Bullen 34. Red Bullen trying to tie here. Long three-pointer taking a miss by Kennedy Marshall. Rebound Abby Head. Head ahead to Burchett. Burchett one-on-one. Crosses over to the hoop. Lost the handle.
Oh, boy. Good call.
The Red Bullen faithful did not think so.
No.
Called on the floor. Have been pretty consistent. They're calling this one tight. I mean, yeah. There's no doubt. Out in the floor, at the rim, wherever, aren't they, Coach?
Yeah.
That was on Bailey Massengill. Abby hit three-pointer, top of the key, just a little short off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Josie Green. No, that's Massengill. I get Josie Green, who's not even on the floor, confused with Massengill. I apologize for that. Coy Powell with it behind the arc. She fires a three. Going to be short. Rebound Ashok. I guess you called that a rebound.
Yeah. It was a shot, so it was a rebound. Didn't hit nothing, but
2:40 mark. Bella Ashok, left corner. Clay County up by three. Burchett gets aggressive, drives, loses the handle because it was knocked away from her. Clay County going to inbound from the baseline.
I think you'll see Coach Walker kind of slow things down and take a little air out over here, don't you, Coach?
Yeah. We need to not be so nonchalant with the ball, though.
Inbound to Burchett, immediately back to Head.
They're trapping right here.
Here comes the trap, as Coach Sims saying, and a foul going to be called.
Going to start early.
Yeah.
You know, let those two jump out. If you hit the high post, you got somebody on the block, it should be wide open.
Yeah, they're definitely doubling and chasing out top, Coach.
Easy hell with them, man. Gives to Buford. Hattie circles around the top, into the lane, cross the lane.
Her.
Has it taken away? No foul there, big dog.
Well, we're on 1-1.
Buford going to go to the line. Massengill picks up the personal. It's her third. Hallie Buford at the line to shoot. Hallie has not scored a lot tonight. She was hot last week.
She's had one of her quieter games tonight.
Well, so last week, Tuesday night, earlier this week, she was hot. Danny Gordonsville hits the free throw.
That's a big shot for Buford right there.
It was.
She's been cold tonight. There's no doubt about that. This 1 3-pointer, that was her first point, fourth point with the free throw. Again, I think that goes back to the experience of this team right there. Cold or not, step up and knock them down when you have to.
Hits them both. And you look at her percentages. Her percentage on twos from the field this year, 51%. Three-point percentage, 47. Free throw percentage, 75.
That's
great shooter.
That's great for a guard.
Buford going to be called for the personal.
I don't think I ever had many guards shoot over 50% from the field.
And you had the all-time greats
here. I mean, very few of them ever shot over 50%.
So, yeah, and I guess it's all about good shot selection. I don't know, but these young ladies having some good numbers so far.
Yeah, they're just good shooters, her and Abby. Bradley.
Think so?
She did.
First one was missed. Second one was missed. Second time tonight, Fleming has missed both free throws out of a set. Burchett with the rebound. Abby Head now in possession. 2 minutes left in the contest. Clay County 39, Redbourne 34. Hadn't said that in a minute. 5 points the lead. Here's a turnover almost. No, a foul. Number 10, Kennedy Marshall, going to be called for the foul. Second personal, so Burchett will go to the line.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you've got to almost think automatic points. I'll probably jinx that, but.
Well, she's been good so far tonight.
Yeah.
She'll hit two more. Yeah.
Burchett getting close to 20 now. Maybe already there. 40 to 34. 6 points the lead. Make it seven.
Right.
Timeout going to be taken. Oh, a sub coming in. Josie Green checks in. Brianna Thompson checks out.
Well, they're going to be trying to sling a three up, looks like.
Massengill across the timeline. Gives off to Fleming. Fleming drives the lane. Gets to the hoop. Shot no good. Rebound Ashok. Nice pass off to Buford. Hallie chewing some seconds before she's fouled. Now in a trap. Now a foul call. And now we've got going to have a
Matt's trying to call timeout. I don't know if he gave it to him or not.
You see,
yeah, he did.
Timeout call before the foul.
Yeah.
You see Coach Walker do that quite a bit. He sees one of his players getting in trouble. He goes to call him a timeout.
Well, late in the game, I mean, that's the thing to do. Once he knows he's going to get a foul call, he probably wouldn't have, but you don't ever know that.
Full timeout taken. We're going to stay on air here. Minute 38 left. Big boys contest coming up right after this one. Now, Red Bullen, they start five juniors on this squad for Coach Mullins. They're 1-16 on the year.
That's the most confusing thing to me. They played great against us down there, and then they lose to teams like Clark Range. And I just don't understand it. How could they play that good against us and then play good enough to get beat by Clark Range?
Lights out down there. I think they're shooting about 50% from three.
Yeah, they played great.
They played really good. And, of course, it was on their home floor. And, Clay County gets everybody's best game.
They do.
Well, we expected coming into the year after seeing the fits they gave us last year as a slightly younger team, we thought their boys might battle for second place in the district, third place behind Gordonsville or something.
I thought they'd won more than one game.
Yeah. And as we look through their schedule, I'm sure we could find a lot of close ones. Clay Kenny on the inbound. Foul going to be called against Red Boy. Going to walk down for Bradley Burchett. Shoot the front end of a 1-1. That's the ninth team foul against Red Bull. And the next time, it'll be the guaranteed 2. Best crowd of the year, perhaps, on hand here in Joe Simmons' gym.
Yeah, we got a good crowd. I wish we had a few more students here. There's plenty over there in that section.
I'm disappointed with that, too. We've had some good student sections over the years.
Yeah.
This year, it's a little down.
Yeah.
Seemed like it was pretty good during some of those home football games. So I'm not sure. Not sure what's going on here in basketball. Maybe they're waiting for tournament time.
Maybe.
Update on the free throws, Thomas. I missed it.
Made them both.
Making this a 7-point contest. No, not a 7-point, a 9-point. 43-43.
Not sure what's going on here.
I don't know. A discussion about something. Very guarded, too, holding the basketball over their mouth so we can't even read their lips. You see that.
The coaches on football.
It kills me. Holding their clipboard over their face. Now, after, you know, Bill Belichick and those guys got in trouble for filming other coaches and stuff, I guess that sparked this feelings of espionage. So people are more guarded.
In baseball, too, pitchers on the mound, and they put their glove over their face when they're talking.
Minute 25 here, left in this one. Not sure what the conference was about.
Matt over here running the camera for us said that they added 3 seconds to the clock, Daniel.
Oh!
So had to take a timeout to preserve crucial time in this conference.
Okay. Of course, Matt, a longtime official, a former official himself, so he notices those things. Foul call against Greg Boylan. Burchett again going to come the other way. So Clay County, biggest lead of the night, 9 points. Bradley going to shoot 2 here, double bonus now. Minute 19 left in it, 43-34 the score. 10-point lead.
This game's turning out a lot like that one down there, real close for 3 quarters, and we kind of pull out here at the end.
Seconds away, too strong. First miss for her in a while from the free throw line. Maybe the first tonight.
First tonight
in the contest.
Fleming with it out top. Time getting short for Red Mullen. Minute 10 and ticking. Turnover. Clay County back with it.
You know, it eerily similar to what happened in the last contest.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. I didn't hear you, Coach. Just total domination in the final frame.
Yeah. I think we was down 1 down there going in the last quarter. Here we was up 3 or something, but
58 seconds left, and Zabby Head goes to the line. And scoring wise tonight, it's been about Bradley Burchett. Obviously, Izzy Hale, probably the second leading scorer. The guards tonight have been a little quieter for Clay County.
Yeah, just a little off from shooting from the outside. Or like I say, this is probably a big blowout if they make a few shots.
Yeah,
Head hits them both, and now a hefty 12-point lead. With 55 seconds to play, this one pretty much done. Crazier things have happened, though. Fleming spins into the paint, going to be fouled. You got to either be against Ashok or Buford. I think Hallie going to get it. It is Hallie Buford called for the personal.
No, Fleming missed her last 2, Daniel. Actually, she made 2 before that. Don't say she missed her last 4, but that's not true.
But she has missed 4 on the night from there.
That's right.
Hits the first one there. Second one's way off, so good. Back to a 10-point game, 46-36. Head loses the handle. It's knocked out of bounds off of DeAndrea Polk, a sophomore reserve for them. We'll have to see what Red Bull wants to do here. They're going to go ahead and continue to foul. Green going to get the foul and send Abby Head to the line. Clay County ladies will next be in action. right here at home in Joe Sims Gym this coming Tuesday against Pickett County. Now, if you remember, when the teams met back on January the 6th in Burstown, Clay County won 63-60, but Coach Sims took a late half comeback.
Yeah, it did.
We trailed.
Yeah, we was down 8 with like 3 minutes to go.
Head hits one of those free throws, making it 47-36. Fleming comes down, misses her shot. And Fleming goes hard into the hardwood here. She gets up quickly, though. Coach Walker helping her up. That's the one thing I've always admired about Fleming. She hustles.
Yeah.
Hustled all the way into the front row that time.
Yeah, just you guys talked about it. Just a great player and has been her entire career, gotten better every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the top players in this league, if you know, and could, if her team maybe was doing a little better, maybe a shot at MVP.
Yeah, she's that kind of player.
She is.
This one's going to be done. Red Bull has conceded it here. We're down to 5 seconds and ticking. And a foul going to be called on Head. Kind of wish Abby would have let that one go. I admire her hustle, too. But 4.8 seconds left here on the clock, and that's going to send DeAndrea Polk to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 47-36 the score, 11 points the lead for Clay County. Easy Head on the rebound. She's had a great night tonight. And Clay County has overall because they pick up a big district win. Final score 47-36. Clay County moves to 17-4 on the year. 5-0 in District 7A play. Stay here with us for the Eco Panels Lady Dog Wrap.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthandRehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great...
Welcome back to Salina, where we just witnessed the Lady Dogs beat Rebel and Springs 47-36, and it's time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach Sims, very similar to the last time Clay County took on Rebel and Springs. Tight game throughout. I think Clay County did go up by 7, their largest lead midway through the third quarter, but other than that, it was a two-point ball game, one-point, three-point ball game throughout until the final frame. Third quarter, Clay County outscores Red Bone Springs 14-6 to come away with this 11-point victory.
That's, I mean, a lot like the first time, you know, which we were actually behind down there most of the game till the last quarter. But a lot, same type game, slow down, you know, grind it out. Red Bull, and they do a good job on defense, trying to take away our strength, you know. If we'd been shooting the ball a little better out in Florida tonight, I think we would open it up. But one of those nights that Hattie wasn't hitting much, he hit 1-3, I think, and Andy hit one, I believe. I think the only threes we hit. But
I think we had four in the ball game. Had two in that second quarter. Riley Burchett knocked one down in the second quarter. Allie Buford had one in the third. You're right. I don't keep up with percentages, but it can't be good.
Usually Hallie will hit four or five a game, you know, and Abby will hit three or four if she's left open or five or something. But credit Red Bull, you know, they're small. They played like they had to. They packed a 2-3 and, you know, didn't really dare us to shoot it, but, you know, we got some shots out there. But, you know, again, I think our experience comes through, and, you know, we handle the ball pretty good down the stretch and make our free throws, and that's how we won the game tonight.
Yeah, it was. 12 for 14.
Yeah,
the Lady Dogs were in the fourth quarter.
That's great.
So,
you know,
all but 2 points in that quarter came from the free throw line.
Yeah, you know, if you're going up there and hitting, missing front of a 1-1 or hitting 1 out of 2, you know, we could have easily lost the game if we don't hit them. But, you know, luckily we hit 12 out of 14, you know, maintained and extended our lead, you know, while that was going on, and ended up having a fairly easy outcome in the last minute or two.
For Red Bowling Springs, it's all about Claire Fleming. Game in, game out, night in, night out for the other Lady Bulldog team. She's the one that makes them go.
Oh, yeah. She's been playing for 5 years. And I don't know how many points she scored. Probably 2,000, I guess.
Yeah, I think she's getting close. Around 1,750, I think, last time
she'll
I saw.
She'll get 2,000 before the year's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good little old player. You know, she had a sister that was really good, too. Probably didn't score as many career points as her, but she was a good player. I saw her score 50-something one night, I think, down there against Joe Burns. I think she set a school record.
Yeah, a little different type player
she was.
Bigger,
she was a little
point guard, the best I remember. But you're right, both of them really good players. Clark Fleming, Phoenix was 17. For Red Bone Springs, Bailey Maskell, 2. Josie Green, 1. Chloe Powell had 9. Brianna Thompson had 4. Kennedy Marshall had 3. 36 total points. You have to credit Clay County too.
Yeah, I mean, you hold anybody under 40 points, you know, you ought to win. You know, that's great defense. And
then for Clay County, we saw Bella Ashlock 2 points tonight. Hallie Buford, you're right, just had 5. Abby Head had 9. Isabella Hell had 9. I thought she was really important in this contest, too. Not only scoring, but also on the boards.
Yeah, it's like we talked about before the game. Her and Maddie together, you know, they're doing a great job. You know, one night Easy might have 10 or 12. Next night Maddie might have 10 or 12. The other one will have 4 or 5 and a bunch of rebounds. And, you know, they're big enough to play pretty good defense on the other team's best post player, but they're just really coming through.
Yeah, they are. But tonight was all about the reigning District 7A MVP, Briley Burchett. Maybe a season high. 22 she had tonight.
Yeah, that's good.
Really closed it out at the free throw line in the fourth quarter, but I thought it was about to start. They went to Briley Burchett early and often, kind of set the tone in this one.
Yeah, she got 7 out of her first 9, I think, when they were in that 1-2-2, and then they went to the 2-3. It was harder to get her the ball then. Then she hit a 3 and hit all those foul shots down the stretch, but she played really well.
Coach, 5-0, District 7A. This Lady Dog team shaping up to be one of the good ones.
Anytime you can, you know, get over halfway through, you're still undefeated in the district. That's really good.
We'll see you, I guess, Tuesday night.
Another home game
here in your gym. Appreciate it, Coach Sam.
Thank you.
Folks, this Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Prices.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update. Recent district action Tuesday night saw Clark Range lose to Pickett County 32-86. Clay County beat Gordonsville 49-41. Red Bull and Springs lost a non-district contest to Jackson County 36-49. And last night, Pickett County lost to Livingston Academy 63-71. So a close loss for Pickett County. Coach Watson had picked Pickett over Clark Range and Hawkeye over the Bobcats. So he moves to 5-2 on the season with his picks. As you can see on the video feed, he's fixing to join me now at the broadcast table. Tonight's action, 12-8 Pickett County. The Bobcats are idle tonight. 5-19 Clark Range is hosting 14-5 Gordonsville. 15-3 Clay County set to host 1-16 Red Bull and Springs. We're fixing to see that action. And a non-district, a District 8 matchup that I'm going to let Coach Watson pick. The 11-5 Joe Burns Red Devils travel to the 7-11 Trailsdale County Yellow Jackets. A couple of region opponents for the Bulldogs. Coach, who do you like in 11-5 Joe Burns at 7-11 Trailsdale?
Traditionally, I'm going to go with Joe Burns. You know, they're usually a pretty tough ball team every year.
I just told listeners a few moments ago after getting the two games correct the other night, you're at 5-2 on your picks. Coach Sims also at 5-2, so you guys are kind of knotted up for that lead right there. Current District 7A standings, Clay County leading the conference. First place, 4-0 in the district play.
Well, is the winner of that going to maybe get a Florida vacation or something or other?
We've got to at least have a certificate to give you anyway. Second place in the district, Gordonsville, 3-1 is their record. Piggott County sits in third place at 2-2. Clark Range, fourth place. The Buffaloes have a 1-3 conference record. And fifth place in the district, the Redbone Springs Bulldogs at 0-4 in district play. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Extermination is their vocation. Going to go ahead and do the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance, where me and Coach Watson will make sure we cover it all just like their agency does. Coach, this is a Red Bullin team. They are 1-16 on the year. However, they start five juniors. When the teams last met back on January the 3rd, Clay County won, but it was what I'll call a hard-fought win, 66-53 the final. So this is not a bad Red Bullin team. What's got to happen here tonight in Joe Sims Gym to make sure the Black Purple and Gold get another win?
Well, you know, we've got to forget about the record out there. I was talking to Tracy Strong just a minute ago, who works down there, and he said I believe that's the best 1-15 basketball team I have ever seen.
Of course, he knows basketball.
Yeah, and he said, you know, there's depth there, a lot of things, but you know, things just hadn't gone right for them. But now we just, like I said, forget about records and scores and go out there and play our game, which, you know, and the past few ball games, we've had the right guy to come alive at the right time, and hopefully that'll happen again this week. You know, we had Alec Kerr at a ball game that kind of shot the lights out, and then the other night, when it came down to really crunch time, Keaton Arms, he took the whole team up on his big old broad shoulders and put it away.
Yeah, well, like you mentioned, it's been a different guy. We've seen Jimmy Burchett do it. We've seen Alec Kerr do it, Bryce Bailey. So, you know, if that were to not take place, if we didn't have that guy step up, certainly Red Bull and a team capable of beating us here tonight.
Yes, they are. I mean, like I said, like there's some good ball players, and I know, you know, remembering from last year, you know, they brought back, like you said, everybody from last year. But you know, hopefully they won't work everything out tonight against us.
Well, that's certainly true. Of course, you know, I made the comment earlier to someone today about Red Bull and basketball. You know, it don't matter if you go through the entire season 0-28, you still get in the district tournament and you can win the state title.
Absolutely.
So this season is far from done for Red Bull Springs. I'm sure they think it's just getting started. One of their starters, Joseph Burble, a transfer student who had previously been at Clay County High School, he only returned to action on January the 3rd, so their full lineup has only been together for a couple weeks.
So, you know, and you think by now, of course, they've jailed now, and they're coming together and used to each other. And like I said, we know they can be a tough opponent for us tonight.
Certainly can. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The visiting Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs, their head coach Andrew Mullenix, he's in his third season overall there over in the Eastern Macon County School, leading that program, 1-16 record this season, 0-4 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, or not Clay County, but Red Bull and Springs, five juniors. Number 0, Riley Thompson. Number 1, Chris Hackney. Number 4, Joseph Verbal. Number 5, Colton Copas. And number 10, Aubrey Link, all juniors starting for Red Bull and Springs. Tonight they wear their red travel jerseys, have some gray accenting on the shoulders, white numerals on them, trimmed in black. The Clay County Bulldogs, the home team tonight, they wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold, starting for 23rd year head coach Rob Edwards, who has 517 wins on his career, to go along with 201 losses, 15-3 this season, 4-0 in District 7A play. The starters, five seniors. Number 3, Jimmy Burchett. Number 13, Keaton Arms. Number 15, Bryce Bailey. Number 44, Alec Kerr. And big 00, John Hamilton. The State Farm Boys starting lineup's been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Of course, Clay County in this first half will be shooting the hoop to our left. Red Bull Springs the hoop to our right, Thomas. This one on paper is a contest that doesn't look like it's going to be very entertaining. I personally think we're fixing to see a great effort out of the Red Dogs and kind of push our guys to the limit.
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. And, you know, another thing, too, in my opinion, last time Clay County played Red Bowling Springs, it was before they started this District 7A push. It was their first contest in conference, and that was back when you saw this team. They had trouble putting teams away, them and Pickett County and such. They turned a corner, in my opinion, having a coach. This Bulldog team doesn't mess around. Once they get a lead, they pretty much try to take care of it.
They keep twisting the cord, don't they?
They do. And another thing, I go back to that Red Bull Springs game, is the first time we saw Alec Kerr kind of emerge. The first big game he had, he led the team with 16 points. We saw him fall off a little bit in that Gordonsville game. I expect him to have a big night tonight.
I agree. Well, we had a botched jump ball here. Hamilton actually took a hand to the face from number 5, Colton Copas, unintentionally. And a second box jump,
much better.
He goes in favor of Clay County. I'm going to have to blame the official on maybe a bad toss.
Well, look, I don't think I've ever seen this. Look, there's an official with glasses on.
Well, first bucket of the contest, was that Bryce Bailey streaking down the baseline?
I wonder if he picked him up. You know, we've had fans that offer the official their glasses a lot of times. You know, he may have picked him up a fire somewhere.
Could have.
Three veteran officials, though, all joking aside.
Yes, it is. A good crew. Red Bull with the basketball. Clay County with an early 2-0 lead. Joseph Burble with it. Drives the left side of the lane. Kicks outside to Thompson. Thompson inside across the Link. Link back outside to Hackney. Hackney in the corner. Back inside to Aubrey Link. Back to Copas at left wing. He's defended by Big Keaton Arms. Now a three-pointer by Thompson. No good. Rebound Hamilton. Hamilton's been very dominant on the low paint in the year of 2023 since the calendar changed.
Big matchup in this game is Keaton Arms versus Colton Copas. Two first-team all-district players this season. Copas made it last year. Arms was on the team, just not the first team. So two of the best players in the league going at it here tonight. Copas had 18 to lead the Red Bulldogs last time out. Arms had 12 in that contest, so it should be a good battle.
Copas inbounds, gets it to Link. Back to Copas. Dogs using some full court pressure, trying to create a turnover. Joseph Birdwell now with it. He's across the timeline. Kicks to Riley Thomas. They swing back now to Copas out top. Three-pointer, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Link, I felt like, but it was off Bailey, they say.
I believe he missed that one.
Yeah, from our vantage point, it certainly looks like Link knocked it out of bounds.
Bar the other guy's glasses before this is over with.
Red pulling on the inbound. Hackney with it. Drives into about 8-foot distance in the lane. Kicks out to Burble. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy, outlet pass taken away by Burble. Knocked out of bounds. Clay County getting inbound again. Burchett inbounded in front of the Red Dog bench. Works into Kerr. Back to Jimmy. Bailey, left wing. Thought about a three. Burble denied. Back to Burchett. Burchett fires the three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Burble. Burble back healthy. It's my understanding he broke, I believe, a collarbone back during the football season. And as we mentioned earlier, in the final word, he did return on that January 3rd matchup over at Red Bull
and
Springs.
And had a good night.
Yeah.
14 points in that contest, Daniel. A nice little player, Joseph Burwood.
No doubt. And this is a personal one for him. We know that, playing against his former classmates and teammates. Bailey with the rebound off a missed Red Dog jump shot. Clay County enjoys a 2-point lead. No scoring since that opening bucket for either squad. Arms with it. Kicks to Burchett. He looks to Coach Edwards. Edwards on the bench. Sends in the signal. The whole Red Dog bench down here with a team chant going, Thomas.
Yeah, they got it going on. This one means something to them, of course.
Hamilton working inside. Misses the shot. Fights for the rebound. Put back. No good. They're going to call a foul. It's going to come against Link, who is behind Hamilton. His arms were straight up, but he was working the body into him.
Yeah, talk about matchups. So just watching Hamilton and Link battle right there, that's going to be a fun one, too, as they both jockey for position on the block down there, Daniel. I think Link, the quarterback for Red Bowling Springs, of course, Hamilton, the senior tight end and defensive end, One defensive lineman of the year, I think, for Clay County. And just two for two
at the line.
Two pretty good bodies banging.
Yeah, I think Lee listed around 6'4", 225 maybe, and Hamilton right there along with him. Maybe a little taller. Could be a little heavier. More muscle, though.
Yeah.
Hamilton good on the free throws. 4-9. Clay County up by two possessions early in this one. 5-10 marking ticking. First quarter. Thompson in the paint. Kicks out the Copas. He shakes and bakes. Drives the right side. Floater up the glass. No good. Rebound Hamilton. Hamilton going to bring it up the court. Don't see this much. He's directing traffic. He was actually calling for Cousin Jimmy. Come get this basketball, he said. Nice to see John bring it up the floor, though.
But now, he didn't call out any plays.
Jimmy going to take care of the play calling. He sits up in right wing, dishes baseline the arms, patented jump shot, good.
A little fadeaway jumper, looked good.
One of the tougher shots, in my opinion, because you can't use the glass, but he's so automatic on it. Copas with it, works to Thompson, Thompson across the timeline. Back to Copas, everything running through Colton Copas for this Red Dog team, it seems. Hackney with it inside, pivots, shoots, does not score. Loose ball. Goes out of bounds, off of Abbott Kerr. Red Dogs going to maintain possession. Joseph Burgle with a heads-up hustle play to save the possession.
You know, we're talking about Keaton Arms and what he can do on the offensive end, Daniel, but he's doing a great job kind of out of his element in this matchup with Copas. Has to play out on the perimeter. We know about his strength, but he also has quickness and speed to stay in front of Copas. Couldn't do it that time, though.
Copas did beat him to the
hole. One in, finally.
First bucket of the night for Red Boyd. 4 points the difference. Clay County 6, Red Bull and 2. Jimmy Burchett out top, dribbles between the legs, gives up to Kerr. Kerr circles, kicks to Arms, Keaton with it, left corner. Baseline entry pass to Hamilton. Link flops, hoping for a foul. No whistles blow. Three-pointer by Bailey, no good. Rebound and put back by Arms, good. Good combination of power and touch there by Arms in the paint.
He can just do so much, Daniel. You know, like I say, play on the perimeter, the short corner, in the post with his back to the basket. Just a complete all-around player.
He's very similar in ways to Jake Ashlock in that regard.
I totally agree.
Post play. And you know, Ashlock, because I've had that conversation with Coach Edwards a lot. Ashlock, one of the top five Bulldog players probably of the last 23 years since Coach Edwards took over. And that's saying something. And it is because of that diversity and that ability to do so much. And Keaton Arms right there with him with that skill set.
Yeah, yeah, they're very similar players. Ashlock may be a little more of a ball handler, but some of the things Keaton can do as far as shooting the ball mid-range, maybe a little more than Ashlock.
Yeah, that's right. Hackney on the inbound. Jump shot from the free throw line.
Banked
good.
It in.
Sure did. Use that glass to his advantage. We've got a four-point contest. Clay County 8, Red Bull 4. Burchett in the front court. Gives to Bailey. Bryce drives. Loses the handle. Picked up by Copas. Copas now has a two-on-one with a teammate working against Kerr. Kerr comes up with the steal, though. What about it?
Yeah, Alec Kerr picking the pocket of Colton Copas. Just his quickness, the eyes, and the anticipation of Kerr.
Jimmy stopped that right in front of Coach Edwards to get the play before he crossed the timeline. Now he executes, gives to Bailey at right wing, Arms at right elbow. He powers his way down, kicks out to Burchett, Jimmy now to Kerr. Alec drives left, circles back right. 2:30 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County up 8-4. Burchett, three-pointer, top of the key, yeah. Burchett knocks it down.
Big shot for Jimmy Burchett. They're lagging off of him the same way Gordonsville did the last time out, Daniel. Leaving him open, Jimmy Burchett makes him pay.
Burchett only 2 of 15 from behind the arc on the season coming into tonight as Colton Copas answers with a three-pointer. Jimmy, though, with increased opportunities, he's going to hit several if you leave him open. Bailey, three-pointer left wing, a little too short. Bounced off the front of the iron and over the top, rebounded by Red Boylan. Thomas now with it across the timeline. Thompson with it. Riley Thompson, jump shot, right elbow. Good.
It bounced in.
Third-year head coach Andrew Mullenix has done a pretty good job at Red Bull. I believe he took over after Mike Owens vacated the post a few years ago. Of course, Owens set out for a few years, and I think he's back coaching at Macon County. Is that right?
I believe you're right. I believe you're correct on that.
Of course, a one-time head coach here at Clay County. It was Salina High School at the time. back during my senior year, matter of fact, during the 99-2000 season.
Did they win a district championship that year?
Well, I start to say put together a great season. Of course, several classmates of mine had four senior starters, Brad Watson, Dusty Smith, Matt Barlow, Chris Bartlett. I guess maybe they were joined by junior Quentin Smith in the lineup.
I believe you're right.
But they went on to sectional play. Now, Coach, that was the years, and they had advanced as well their junior season when they were joined by senior John Kendall as the starter and Tracy Strong was the head coach. There were 2 years there that it was not the singular sectional game that we called the sub-state. Yeah. That was a small tournament that they had after the region.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, during those two seasons, that's the postseason they played in, I really would have liked to have seen those two squads go through the traditional system.
Right. And they wound up going to Chattanooga. There were some great athletes over Chattanooga at that time also.
My junior year, they played that sectional tournament over at the Hoop at Tennessee Tech.
Yeah.
And then senior year was down at Chattanooga. Thomas, free throws down here for Clay County. What happened there?
Arms one of two, Daniel, as Copas fires it again.
On the floor for Clay County, Andrew Smith, Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, Wyatt Browning, and Keaton Arms. A turnover, Adams had it. It was taken away by Riley Thompson. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 12-9 the score. Red Bull in trails by three. Hackney with it. Well defended by Lance Burchett. What about a 5-second call? Now separation comes, I suppose. Very much like his brother, maybe a little quicker than Jimmy, if I dare say that.
Yeah, very similar on the outside to Lance. Maybe a little bit of a better footwork. Who knows? They're both pretty darn good.
Down to 20 seconds and ticking. Copas with it. Drives. Baseline jumper. Good. Nice shot.
That's a good shot.
15 seconds left in the opening frame. Clay County with a chance to get a bucket. 1 point the difference. The Bulldogs 12. The Red Dogs 11. Burchett with it. Works against Thompson. Down to 5 seconds. Burchett still with it. Kicks to Adams. 3-pointer at the buzzer. No good. First quarter ends. Clay County leads by one. It's a District 7A dandy, just like we had in the girls' game.
Yes.
Stay with us here for the second quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Spring 12-11 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Leading the way for the Bulldogs of Clay County, Keaton Arns, 5 first quarter points. Bryce Bailey has 2. Jimmy Burchett nailed a 3. And John Hamilton has 2 for their total of 12. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
On the floor for Coach Edwards to open the second quarter, all 5 original starters, Bryce Bailey, Keaton Arms, John Hamilton, who's got it inside, off the glass, no good, rebounding Red Bowling, joining those 3, Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kirk. 12-11, 1 point the difference. Coach, you've seen the first quarter now. Do we need to make any adjustments or just stick to what we're doing?
I think stick with what we're going for a while and, you know, kind of see what's going on. I mean, we've got good shots, and they're doing a pretty good job contesting our shots inside without fouling.
Link with it. Kicks back to Hackney out top. We've seen a bit of a mixed match. We've got Copas posted up. Now, we're playing, what, a 2-3 here or a variation of man?
Yeah, I'm not real sure. It was a 2-3 look, but they drove it, Daniel, like a man.
The curious part is Joseph Verbal adds a bucket. We saw Burchett down on the post and arms out top, if that was a 2-3, so an interesting change. We'll watch him as we sag back into the defense here.
Red Dogs with the lead on that bucket, Daniel.
13-12. Red Bull looking to extend this 1-point lead. First time they've led tonight. We're playing man. We've just switched up who we're guarding. It's Virgin now, Garden Copus, rather than Arms.
Well, it's just a switch, I think, on coverage, Daniel.
Jimmy called for the foul. Jimmy wanting to get an explanation.
What you'll see with Burchett on Copus, he's going to go to the post and take him to the block, Daniel.
It wasn't on transition. We see it from the inbound here.
We do.
Interesting. Missed shot by Copus, rebound by Arms. Pass taken away by Bird Boy. Ooh. I don't understand how the ball is granted Red Bullen, but clearly I missed something. I thought it went off Joseph Birdwell. Coach, yeah. Did you see something different?
No, I didn't.
Red Bullen with the ball. After
a blink.
Good job of Birdwell getting in the passing lane. Now John Hamilton wants it back. He steals the pass, picks up the dribble, needs help from Kerr. Now here comes the Clay County attack.
That's how Coach Rivers is going to play it. He's going to have Hamilton double. If Copus tries to post up, as you see, Copus and Arms battling down there. Arms wanting the ball.
Hamilton with it at the elbow, back to Burchett. Ball goes out of bounds. Granted back to Clay County. Now it's Coach Mullinix's turn to contest the call. Arms to inbound. Works to Bailey. Bryce down to Jimmy. Jimmy top of the key. Fires the three. Come on now. Ooh. Just a little bit off the mark. Rebound Arms, long two-pointer. Little strong. Well contested, though, had a hand in his face. Rebound Hackney. Hackney across the timeline. Red Bullen up by one, 13-12. Link, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Kerr. Alec comes back the other way, slows the pace, gives off to Burgett. Jimmy going to pull up at the top of the key. Gives to Bailey. Baseline drive. Shot no good.
Had a block. Got a hand on it. Defense did.
Shot was disrupted. Rebound Copus. Colton Copus hands off to Hagney. Copus almost on a 1,000-point score for Red Bull. Interesting watching Copus and Merchant here. Now, Jimmy is cheapy and competitive as they come. Him and Copus will go to battle here if they're allowed to. And a foul called against Clay County. Against Jimmy Burchett. Second personal for Jimmy.
They started messing with each other when they crossed the
line. And now we're going to see another one called. A double. I know Jimmy's going to get one. Yep. I saw that one. Jimmy can't do that. He picks up his third personal here.
That's a double foul. One on
okay.
Also.
They're getting a little, you know.
You can't extend, you know. You can't extend down there. I hate to see Jimmy on the bench with three. 5 minute mark, second quarter, 13-12. Checking in for Jimmy's his cousin, sophomore Nate Adams. Hackney with it, works against Hamilton. Fancy footwork by Hamilton. Hackney kicks outside the leg. He travels.
Faked himself.
Yeah, he did. Sometimes you can try to do too much.
Yeah. Now, we're over 3 minutes into this quarter. Clay County scoreless so far in the second.
And they've made, what, one basket?
That's right.
Yeah. 13-12 the score. Red Bull with a 1 point lead. Clay County needing a bucket. Kerr going to try to get it. Drives inside. Shot up left block. Good.
And got it.
Good patience there. Kind of let the defense fly over the top, then take the shot. Hackney across the timeline. Clay County back in front by one. Big spin in the paint. Shot good. Hackney with a bucket. Red Bullen back in front.
That's a strange left-handed move then.
Nate Adams, left wing, fires a three. Yes. The sophomore hits it. Whistles blow. Delay of game. John Hamilton. I guess he touched the ball after it went through the hoop. So is that a foul? Does it count against him?
No, I think just a warning on the first one.
Okay. And if you did it again, a technical, I guess, maybe?
Yeah.
Adams with that three, Daniel. He was one of four Clay County players in double figures the last time out against Red Bone Springs. He had 11. Good start for the young sophomore.
Adams on the season now.
He's got a steal, too.
4 of 25 from three. All the way to the hoop. Defensive foul call. Good.
Yeah, we'll take that one.
Yeah. Hackney going to be awarded the foul. 14 fouls against Red Bull, and Clay County also with 14 fouls. 3:50 mark second quarter. Clay County enjoying a 2-point lead, 17-15. Adams at the line shooting, hits the first. Adams on the season, a 68% free throw shooter, and hit 27 of 40. Lance Burchett checking into the contest. White Browning also joining them. Adams, Bailey, and Arms. Nate misses the second free throw. Ball comes off Arms' hand on the rebound attempt. Hackney picks it up, comes across the timeline where he finds himself in the Red Dog offense, trailing Clay County by 3, 15-18. Three-pointer, Copas, top of the key, too short. Rebounded by a teammate. I don't have that number on my roster. Number 23, Joseph Burble, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Link, went over the back to get it. Pass inside, whistles blow, Arms down, back under his own power now on the court, Thomas. How did Arms get to the hardwood?
I missed it. I was looking up number 23. He's Brenton Powell, if you want to write that down, Daniel. Brenton Powell. Arms going to take a seat here, Daniel, as Red Bowling takes a timeout. Folks, Clay County leads 18-15 over Red Bowling Springs. We're going to take a break.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County, where the Dogs lead by 3, 18-15 over Red Bone Springs. Nate Adams, the last 4 points for Clay County to give them this advantage, Danny.
Well, I'm glad he's had it a low-scoring night. But remember, Tuesday night at Gordonsville, only 18 points in the first half for Clay County before surging ahead in the second half. So nothing to worry about here. Lance Burgett kicks out to Adams. Three-pointer Adams, good. Nate Adams, a man on fire. The last 7 points now, I guess, for Clay County.
Well, Nate's come out with an aggressive attitude tonight. You know, I know not anything with Jimmy, but Jimmy was kind of hesitant. You know, he really wasn't looking to shoot the open shot. And, you know, sometimes that bugs you when they back off and don't bother to guard you.
Nate's a quick thinker. When we've seen him go in and play quarterback on the football team, he makes a quick decision.
Yeah, yeah.
He pulls the trigger. As a bucket scored by Red Bowman. Who accounted for that bucket, Thomas?
Aubrey Link underneath, Daniel.
Clay County back on the offensive end. Weston Burble comes to the scores table to check in. Nate Adams out top, dribbles inside, gives to Andrew Smith. Smith kicks to Lance Burchett. Now Lance is another one. If he has a little room, he'll fire, and he does so. Misses that one. Kept alive by Smith. Picked up by Hackney. 2:15 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County up by 4, 21-17. Red Bowling refusing to go away in this one. And now it's Copas and Bailey doing battle, much like Jimmy Burchett was. So whoever has the task of guarding Copas, clearly Copas a pretty handsy player, because you see that rooster fighting with whoever's guarding him.
Yeah, Daniel, and he's a really good player. As you see Burgle make a free throw line jumper there.
21-19, Andrew Smith fires a three, in and out, no good. Half the basketball went down into the cylinder.
Yeah, that did everything but go in, didn't it?
Coach Edwards sees something he don't like. He's talking to the official across the court, just furious about something. I'm sure it was an offensive infraction by Red Bull, and a turnover as Link loses the handle. Weston Burble checking in. Andrew Smith checking out. So on the floor for Coach Edwards, sophomore Lance Burchett, junior Weston Burble, sophomore Nate Adams, senior Bryce Bailey, and junior White Brown.
And you see Coach Edwards going deep to his bench here in the second quarter as a senior Bailey misses.
Rebounded by Burble. Weston couldn't hang on, though. Red Bowling comes up with the ball. Edwards meeting Red Bowling for the 52nd time. Got a 38-13 record against the Red Dogs in the last 23 years. 18-6 here at home in Joe Sims Gym. Link free throw range jumper. Shot's going to be no good regardless, but a foul call on the floor against Clay County.
Weston Burgle battling with Copas on the post. had him kind of hooked, Daniel, as they were looking for the over-top foul.
Copas has got to be guilty of something on all these things.
Well, you see him bumping and pushing everywhere he walks by, Daniel. He just kind of got a little bristle about him.
Perhaps we should send in one of our larger reserves on the bench. And
we got Weston Burwell on him.
Well, he'll pat him hard. Weston's a physical guy. Now, I'm not suggesting intentional injury, mind you, but maybe just a little tune-up.
You got to catch the ball before you make your move.
Yeah. 50 seconds and ticking on them out here, 21-19. But that's what a good player does. Good player gets you frustrated, don't he, Thomas?
No
and that's what Copas is, a good player.
And basically, you know, Clay County's entire defensive plan, including some players that have picked up quick fouls, are because of Copas.
Yeah.
He's a bona fide first-team All-District from last season.
As a sophomore last year.
That's right. You know, he's just he's really a good player, Daniel.
25 seconds and ticking here in this first half. Clay County leading by two. 21-19, sophomore Lance Burchett ticking time away. Coach Edwards on his feet talking to his guys. Got four on the baseline. We've seen this before. I remember last year up in Piggott County. Bailey, Browning, Birdwell, and Adams all on the baseline. Now a drive by Burchett. Jump shot, no good. Rebound by Browning. It's put back good. A bucket at the buzzer. Desperation three does not go for Ed Morgan. So a four-point lead for Clay County. 23-19, here at the half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs 23-19 here at the break in Salina. It's time for Gone Country Cafe to set up your first half breakdown for Red Bull and Springs, who trailed 12-11 at the end of the first quarter before they rallied to go up by two over Clay County. Nate Adams entered the ballgame court's personal 7-0 run to put Clay County up by six before Red Bulling cut it 2-4 here at the break. Leading Red Bulling Springs is Colton Copas with 7 points at intermission. Joseph Burwell has 4. Aubrey Link, Riley Thompson, 2. And Chris Hackney also has 4 for Clay County. Nate Adams, 7 points spurt, leads the way at halftime. Browning has 2. John Hamilton, 2. Jimmy Burchett, 3. Bryce Bailey, 2, Alec Kerr, 2, and Keaton Arms, 5 points, all coming in that first quarter. Again, Clay County leads 23-19. They're up by 4 over Red Bull and Springs here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network in Joe Sims' gym. Clay County leading by 4, 23-19 over Red Bull and Springs at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Just a quick update. I do have a fresh round of certificates on hand, waiting on a couple stickers to be able to send out all those orders. I've got a list in my office at school of all of the winners who have not received them yet. They are coming. Don't worry about it. They are coming. I promise you that. Here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. Over the past 35 seasons, there are three Lady Dogs who are tied for the single game lead with 5 3-pointers in a contest against Red Bone Springs. Name two of them. Over the past 35 seasons, that's since the beginning of the Sims era in the 87th season, there have been three Lady Dogs who are tied for the single game lead with 5 3-pointers in a contest against Red Bone Springs. Name two of those three players. Kind of a tough one. Now, my wife last night, I always run by her a lot of times. My wife, Tiffany Grace Strong, she got it in two guesses. But now she knows quite a bit about it. You know, we sit around and talk some history. Had a guest come in here. What an outstanding guest. Carly Webb sends it in. She guesses Taylor Strong and Amanda Kendall, two of the all-time greats from behind the arc. But neither of those is correct. A lot of great distant shooters here. Oh, we've got another guest, Jason Arhead Hamilton, says Michelle Chambers and Taylor Strong. One of those two is correct. Have another guest, listener Libby Morris, and she is now on a two-game series win streak for the Subway Trivia Challenge. Libby Morris says Michelle Chambers and Megan Hamilton. That is two of the three. Congratulations to Libby. She needs to watch the mail for her free sub certificate. That's two of them now. And her Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway, and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artist are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Who's the third one you say joined in Michelle Chambers in 1998 and Megan Hamilton in 2003? Maddie Monroe, her senior year in 2013, hit five.
Had another guest, by a super fan, Clay County super fan, I'm going to call him, and my classmate, good friend of mine, Sam Daniels. He said Michelle Chambers, which was right, and Sidney Roach, another great guest.
Outstanding guest. Congratulations to Libby.
Michelle's one of those players that everybody kind of forgets about. She was a tremendous ball, went on up to Suwannee and led the league up there in scoring, so a tremendous young lady.
Perhaps the best three-point shooter the Lady Dogs have seen, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
Big three-pointer, Joseph Burwell, I believe, was it. Just like that, Thomas, one-point contest. Clay County 23, Red Bull 22.
Yeah, we see Nate Adams starting the second half here for Coach Edwards, Daniel.
Merchant with those three fouls.
Also, Burwell in the contest, probably to guard Kobus.
Yeah. Burwell with it. Jump shot, right elbow, good.
Burwell has really bulked up this year and grown quite a bit. Good, strong body now.
Had a really good football season playing safety, outside linebacker, some corner for the Bulldogs in their state runner-up run. Played receiver for him as well, but more known for his defensive efforts.
See Weston Burwell step for step with Colton Kopas, chest to chest with him. He's going to guard him from end to end, Daniel. See if he can frustrate him.
Lance Burchett checking in. Nate Adams checking out on the floor with Lance Burchett, Keaton Arms, Alec Kerr, Bryce Bailey, and Weston Burwell. 6:50 and ticking, third quarter. Big District 7A game here, the Battle of the Bulldogs, the season second. Back on January 3rd, Clay County won over at Red Bull in Springs. And now here tonight, Red Bull trying to come back and give the favor back to the Black, Purple, and Gold Dogs. Weston Burwell with the last 4 points for Clay
Good
County.
Good inside move.
Scoring from right block there. 27-22. We may have him out there for his defensive efforts, but it's offensive end.
It has been. And, you know, it's kind of getting some separation, Burwell is, and then use the patience at the rim there, Daniel.
Link sets a screen for Kopas. Kopas gives to Burwell. A steal by Burwell. Weston Burwell. Pass ahead to Lance Merchant. Merchant scores on the layup. And a timeout taken by Andrew Mullinux, a full timeout, I believe. 6:02 mark, third quarter. Weston Burwell has sparked this offense 29-22.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 29-22 over Red Bone Springs. What an impact by the junior Weston Birdwell, Daniel.
Yeah, right now, TDS top player performance of the game. What a performance so far in this third quarter. Link with it inside, actually, as Copas missing the shot. Rebound, Lance Burchett. Burchett with it, Lance across the timeline, kicks to Weston. Weston with a hot hand, tries a three. Ooh, no good. I can't blame you. Had to try.
Yeah, heat check right there for Weston Burwell. Back-to-back buckets, then had the steal and the assist to Lance Burchett for a 6-0 run for Clay County, Daniel, but Redbone stops it there.
Copas on the other end does just that. Burwell was there with good defense, but Copas beat him to the hole on a spin move. Kerr now, left side of the lane. Baseline shot blocked by Hackney. Kerr picks up the loose ball, though. Clay County lives to fight another day. Arms with it. Free throw range. Works against Link inside. Shot no good. Ball picked up by Riley Thompson.
Bounced around a little bit, but the red team wound up with it.
5 points the difference. Coach, I don't think this is, this score, 29-24, I don't think it's a descriptor of Clay County playing poorly at all. I think it just shows how strong of a team Redbone actually is, despite a 1-16 record.
And they're matched up real good.
Of course, Jimmy Burchett on the bench. John Hamilton has not seen the floor for a while either. Not sure what's up with him. I don't think he is in foul trouble. Maybe just a quicker group on the floor for Coach Edwards. Redbone and bucket.
Hackney. That two straight layups we've given, we don't need to let that happen. Walk.
Coach Edwards sending Nate Adams back in the contest as Clay County travels. Bailey going to sit as Coach Edwards takes the timeout. We're going to play one ad, come right back. 3 points the lead for Clay County, 29-26, 4-11 in the third.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now only leads by 3, 29-26, midway through the third quarter. They went up by 7, Daniel. Red Bowling's rallied to cut the deficit again.
A greedy group are the Red Dogs trying to cut back into this 3-point deficit. Hackney with it, working against Kerr, picks up the dribble, looks for help, goes to Birdwell. Joseph Birdwell with it, defended by Lance Burchett. A good matchup there between those two.
Great job by Birdwell, denying Copas the ball, Daniel.
Yeah, good battle away from the ball there between those guys, and you're right, he is. Riley Thompson with it, defended by Adams now, kicks off to Hackney. Hackney defended by Kerr into the paint, floater no good up the front of the iron. Red Bowling hustling though, Coach, getting the rebound.
Yes, they did. They slapped it out and went and got it.
Link with it, gives to Copas.
You know, with Birdwell taking Copas out of the game, we've got to see some defense from these other players. Daniel, we've seen straight line drives to the basket by Hackney before back-to-back buckets. You're going to see a moving screen.
Well, I watched a little film earlier on the Red Bull, and actually watched the matchup from January 3rd, and I told Coach Edwards, I said, man, Aubrey Links, that's a lot of moving screens that he don't get called for. He keeps his feet still, but he leans the body, leans the hips, throws the shoulder, and that's what we see him doing there.
Well, you know, the pick and roll in the screen is totally lost art in the game anymore. You know, I don't think any team anywhere I've seen lately can really execute a good screen.
Burgett with it. Inside the arms. Keaton into the paint. Kicks to Adams. Adams three-pointer. Yeah! We've seen his mom, Tia. Burgett Adams knocked down a lot of those. I'm sure his dad, Mike, did too back in his day. And now Nate busts that one. 2 3-pointers on the night for Nate Adams.
Now, first Bulldog into double figures, Daniel. He's got 10 off the bench.
Joseph Verbal inside. Spins, shoots, does not score. Rebound senior Bryce Bailey. Bryce with it. Crosses the timeline, 2:30 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County up by 6, 32-26. Current left wing gives to Nate. Nate drives baseline. Now back to Keaton.
I like that last set. Played through Keaton's arms. Arms got double, kicked it out for the open three to Adams. I think we need to see a little more of that.
He's such a great distributor, much like Bradley Burchett on the girls' side, and he knows when to go to the hoop just like that, and Keaton Arms.
And muscled it in.
As we've said before, Coach, he's so strong, the foul doesn't impact his shot. He gets the bucket and draws the foul.
And I think he threatens the basketball sometimes.
A power dribble for sure. You can almost feel Rob Edwards' court vibrating from that big power dribble as he makes the move to the hoop. Completes the three-point play.
You can, Daniel. And it's not about Keaton Arms' elevation either. It's about his patience and his strength, just like you said, Daniel. But he has a knack for completing the three-point play just like he did there.
2:01 left in the third. Clay County up by 9, 35-26. Timeout, Red Bowling. We'll be right back.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here in Salina, where Clay County's jumped out to their largest lead here against Red Bull and Springs. They're up 9, 35-26, with a 6-0 run, a three-pointer from Nate Adams, and an and-one from the senior leader, Keaton Arms.
Well, I'll quickly mention those Clay County High School cheerleaders who are here cheering on the team, juniors Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Chloe Graves, Lanny Haynes, and Jalen Strong, joining them sophomore Maddie Kyle and freshman Adaya Collins. Sponsored by Stephen Atlanta Chipwood. We always try to mention them in football. Hadn't done that this year yet in basketball. It's a quicker paced game. I sometimes forget. It's a three-pointer's knocked down by Red Bull.
Virgil again, Daniel. Back-to-back threes.
Just like that, Coach. Back to a six-point game. Kerr with it. Swings to Bailey. Now Adams. Looks inside the arms. Here we go. Keaton with it. In the paint. Power move. Shot up. No good. Getting his own rebound. It's knocked away from him. Lance Burchett picks it up. Swings to Alec, offense resets. Back inside to Keaton, a reach around foul, not called against Link. Link gets away with a box shot, now foul's called. This one's going to go against Clay County.
That's pretty nitpicky
against
there.
Against Keaton Arms. Arms mauled by Aubrey Link down here, and then called for a ticky-tacky foul on the way back up the court.
Yeah. Hands part of the ball anyway.
That's the ones they call, though, out in the floor, out where you can be seen. You reach across the arms, it's going to get a whistle, Daniel.
And he just missed a shot, so, you know, he's revenge.
Yeah, it's a frustration point for sure. Well, 55 seconds and ticking. Here we go, nice turnover. Kerr comes up with it, gives to Bailey. Bailey ahead into the front court, picks up the dribble back down. He fires a 3-0, kicks to Adams. He fires the 3, yeah! Nate Adams knocks down a big 3-pointer from the right corner.
That's great court presence by Kerr then.
Nice pass. He was open, but Adams more open, kicked it over to him.
And he's got the hot hand.
Exactly. Aubrey Link tries his hand to the three, no good. Rebound Hackney. Hackney's put back, no good. Tipped in by Copas. No, it doesn't go. Now the tip
finally
in. Copas under some contact there from Clay County with no whistle. So letting them play down low. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Lance Burchett fires a three. No good. Rebound Hackney. Chris Hackney with it. The junior passes ahead to his teammate and classmate, Copas. Knocked away by Kerr out of bounds.
You better get it up quick when you get down there.
It looked like it went off of Copas' thigh right there, Daniel.
But Hamilton. Checking in for the first time this quarter, correct?
It is. Giving Keaton Arms a spell. You know, I think Coach Evers just working the lineup a little bit, trying to see what will work best against Copas. It definitely worked, Daniel. Weston Burville's presence early on in this quarter was huge.
Can't argue that. Hackney working in. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Looky here. Nate Adams with it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Lays it in at the buzzer. A nice finish to the third quarter by Clay County. Puts them back up by nine. 40-31 with 8 minutes left to play.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 40-31, matching their largest lead of the game. There's 8 minutes left in this contest, and here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Keaton Arms has 8, Alec Kerr 2, Bryce Bailey 2, Jimmy Burchett 3, John
Looks
Hamilton
like we got
2,
our original starting five.
Wyatt Brownie 2, Lance Burchett 2, and Weston Burble has 4, leading the way for the Dogs. Nate Adams, the sophomore, off the bench, has 15 points, and he's responsible for getting this lead out 2-9 for Clay County. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
John Hamilton picks up an offensive foul to open the quarter, Red Bowling. Ends up with the ball, Link out top. Hands off to Hackney. Hackney back to Link. Now inside to Copas, defended by Hamilton. Hamilton working hard, and a foul called against John Hamilton. At the most, Link tripped over Hamilton's toe. Perhaps that was the contact.
I don't know about that one.
And Hamilton going to check out with his second personal.
See Bryce Bailey getting the, no, we're going back arms on Copas.
Adams checked in for Hamilton. It was the original 5 starters to start the quarter. Now it's Arms, Burchett, Kerr, Bailey, and they're joined by Adams. Riley Thompson with it. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Copas. Inside the Link, who was posted up on Adams. Nate called for the reach around foul. First personal,
yeah.
4-8. So he's got a few to give.
Yeah.
7:09 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County 40, Red Bull 31. Clay County 4-0 in district play, 15-3 overall. Red Bull and 1-16 overall, 0-4 in district play. As we mentioned several times throughout the night, don't let the 1-16 record fool you about this Red Bull team. They are a solid basketball team. Nice move by Hackney inside. He lays it off the glass. Kind of lost him in the mix.
Yes.
7 points the difference. Burchett inside. Jump stop pass to Adams. Score. Right block. Whistles blow. Hackney going to be called for a shot to the head against Adams. So Nate going to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. On the season, Adams, a 68% free throw shooter, missed that one. 30 and tick in fourth quarter. 9 points the difference. 42-33. Hackney driving inside, shoves off. Finally, it's seen. Hackney acts like he's bewildered by the call, but that's what happens when you lead with the forearm and shove.
Extended arm, Daniel.
We called it, you know, that's what happened to Jimmy earlier. He extended, you know. You have been known to say as long as you don't extend, right, you're going to be okay. And well, usually you are.
Yeah, it just draws attention, you know. I mean, a lot of times you can get them with a tucked forearm to the back or something like that.
Nice try.
Or a few times, anyway.
Bryce Bailey with a nice bucket, putting Clay County up by 11 now, 44-33. And another foul call, this one against Fred Bowman. Leak, another moving train. Or an elbow, was it?
Yeah, he raised that elbow up, gave him a little nudge.
I mean, I like the way he plays. It's a physical brand of basketball, but you're going to get high in the fouls if they watch him close.
Well, you know, these guys have told the players early, hey, guys, you know, we're not going to allow this tonight.
Yeah.
With Jimmy and their player, you know, when they got kind of nitpicky with each other.
Bailey, baseline drive, layup attempt, box shot by Copas. Copas, a good-looking player. I've been hard on him at times tonight during the commentary, but he's a bona fide stud. Good junior player for Red Bull and Springs. Clay County on the inbound. Merchant right wing. Inviting Jimmy to take that three-pointer. Coach Edwards says, hey, let's reset things up top.
Yeah, you see Keaton Arms posted up. Jimmy Burch's defender dropped down double-teamed Arms where he couldn't even make the pass. You know, Clay County's in no hurry here. So
11-point lead.
They want to play games, we'll play it with them.
Bailey with it. Penetrates to the free throw line. Picks it up. Gives to Kerr. Kerr fires a three. High shot.
A little short.
Short off the front of the iron. Rebound Hackney. Actually, that's Thompson who gives it to Hackney. Plenty of time left, Coach, and 11 points. Not a tremendous lead, but it's a pretty big lead in this contest.
That's pretty late call, whatever it was.
Alec Kerr called on the foul. I had taken my eyes off of that when I missed it.
I didn't see one there.
We were already back at half court. In transition, Daniel, and I don't know. Sometimes they have trouble finding their whistles.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they don't keep them in their mouth the whole time.
Well, you know, sometimes the long distance from their mouth to that whistle.
Kerr checking out. Lance Burchett checking in. On the 4-4, Clay County. Lance Burchett, Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, Keaton Arms. And Nate Adams. Full timeout taken by head coach Andrew Mullins. 4:57 left in this fourth quarter. 44-34. Clay up a 10.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Coach, give us some thoughts here on this contest halfway through this fourth quarter.
Well, you know, it seems like, you know, the scoring is low, but it's not a low-paced ball game. You know, we're getting up and down the floor. Both teams are, and they're both playing pretty good defense. Sometimes it's got kind of physical, and then there's been a lot of silly fouls that both teams have made away from the ball and for no reason, but it's just kind of slowed the game down a little bit. But
that's true, and kind of kept that scoring lower.
Yeah.
Not a ton of trips to the free throw line due to the fouls being away from the ball. Both teams with 5 team fouls at this point. 4:30 and tick in fourth quarter, 44-34. Clay up by 10. They have the ball. Adams to the hoop. Shot no good. He's going to go to the free throw line, though. Riley Thompson picks up the personal. No player for either squad with more than three fouls that I know of. I believe Jimmy Burchett, the only Clay County Bulldog that has three. Adams misses the first free throw.
John Hamilton came in and got two quick ones here in the second half, Daniel. I think he's got four.
He could. I think he's just got two.
So he didn't have any fouls?
I don't think so.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
I'm not sure, though. I mean, I've been wrong on that a lot. Clay Kenny back with the ball. I guess Adams missed the second one, and Clay Kenny got the rebound. I had my head away from the action there. Jimmy Burchett with it out top, working against Hackney. Picks up the dribble. Now he's in trouble, and a foul going to be called on Hackney. Clay County going to inbound from the end of the Bulldog bench. No, going to go to the line for the front end of a 1-1.
Yeah, it would look like they've hit the 7 number.
Burchett at the charity strap. Free throws up and he hits it. Jimmy, a 61% free throw shooter on the season. 19 of 31 coming into tonight. As always, those stats provided by assistant coach Andrew Mattis. Jimmy misses the second. Redbone with the rebound, Hackney with the ball. Halfway through this fourth quarter, right now under 4 minutes, 3:55 and ticking. Clay up by 11, 45-34. Link with it out top. Swings to Joseph Burble. Drives into the lane. Shot up. No good. Going to be fouled on. Go to the line. Lance Burchett called for the personal. Four team fouls on Lance Burchett. No, he's first. I'm sorry.
On the floor, Danny.
First foul for Lance. Foul was on the floor, Thomas saying. Hackney with it. Works against Jimmy Burchett, left wing. Now back out top. Hands off to Joseph Burble. Back to Hackney. Hackney works right. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Copas. Long three-pointer. Good. Good shot by Copas. We've done a good job with him tonight. Kept him frustrated and a little off his game.
Yeah, Daniel, that's his 14th point of the night, but... if you can limit him to two or three or quarter, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, because it hadn't, that's how it's been.
Yeah.
It hadn't been in waves. It's just been in one here and there. I missed that one. Coach Clarkson, what happened?
He stepped across the line.
Over and back?
Yeah.
So a turnover there gives Red Baldwin an opportunity to really climb back in this. 3:03 left in the fourth. We're down to an 8-point game, 45-37. A steal by Jimmy Burchett, a block shot that they call foul by Hackney. And what Hackney did there, if he would have stayed straight up,
yes,
it'd have been okay. It was that tomahawk.
That little flap.
Yeah. It's a good defensive play by Hackney, but just got too aggressive with the finish on it. He is fouled out of the contest, I suppose. He leaves the court.
I have to say, I was wrong going into this one, Daniel. You were more right than I was. I felt like Clay County could pull away in this one. 11 points has been the largest lead. We got 3 minutes left, and, it's back down to single digits.
We know how Redbone comes at us each time we play. And credit them with a tenacious effort here so far in this one. Missed free throw on the second one there. Hit the first, missed the second. It was rebounded initially by Clay. We never really got possession, though. The Red Dogs had it. Riley Thompson gets to Copas. Copas crossed the timeline, works ahead to Burble. Clay County up by 9, 46-37. 2:35 and ticking in the contest. Redbone looking for a good shot. Brenton Kyle with it now. Gives the link. Link to Copas. Copas wants a three. Jimmy Burchett there to deny that.
Coach Edwards going to a little 2-2-1 trap on this possession, Daniel. Kind of speed things up for Redbone.
Good offensive rebound by the Red Dogs after Cobus misses a three, gives them another opportunity. Brenton Kyle fires the three, no good. Rebound link, jump shot by him, in.
Good shot.
Nice touch on it by the junior post player. 7 points the difference. Clay County with a lead. Exactly 2 minutes to play. So, do we need to be aggressive here, Coach? Kill time? What do we do? Because we're acting aggressive. Nate Adams goes to the hoop, misses. Didn't give you time to answer, I guess.
But, you know, you can't get a much better shot than that.
That's true. And I like him. You know, he's going to pull that trigger. Offensive foul called against Copas. Jimmy Merchant with some redemption there after he picked up 3 personals really early, Thomas, defending Copas.
Yeah, this is a great job of anticipating what Copas, the move he was going to make to the right, Daniel. Merchant getting over quicker than Copas could make the move, drawing the offensive foul. We talk about all these players. Jimmy Merchant may not show up on the scoreboard, may not show up in the stats, but Jimmy Merchant is a gamer. He makes plays like that in crunch time to produce wins for Clay County. All these guys do.
With the exception of Keaton Arms, Burgett, the most experienced player on this basketball team for Clay County in terms of minutes played. Full timeout taken. We're going to play one ad here. Minute 43 left of the contest. Clay County up 46-39.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Coach Watson, this one far from done. Minute 43 left. Clay up by 7 here. We do have the ball, though. So we'll have to see if we choose to be aggressive or if we choose to force them to foul.
Yeah, you look at Coach Edwards trusting in his young bench players, his young reserves. Nate Adams has had a career night here tonight for Clay County. And then you see the young Lance Burchett in there handling the ball with under 2 minutes to go, trying to close out this win.
On the floor with Adams and Lance Burchett, or Jimmy Burchett, Keaton Arms, and Bryce Bailey. Foul called now against Riley Thompson. That's going to send Jimmy Burchett to the line to shoot 2, I believe. Double bonus now.
Yes, looks like it.
We appreciate you tuning in tonight, folks. Always appreciate our listeners. And I guess now we have to start saying Thomas and our watchers, since video has basically been permanently added here at the Horizon Sports Network, thanks to Matt Adams and that back in football season in the Russell Richardson C Club, Booster Club, who kind of came to us and asked, hey, can we do this and join in with y'all? And, of course, we were all for it, so we've just carried it on. It's been great. I hope our sponsors also were appreciative of it as well. Burchett missed both of those free throws. Thomaster hit one.
Hit one. Hit the last one.
And here we are. After that missed free throw, Red Bowling came down and turned it over. Clay Kennedy comes back, and now we have a foul.
Trading out with him right now, which is all right.
Under a minute to play, 50 seconds and ticking. Clay Kennedy up by 8, 47-39. Brenton Kyle with it, out top, being harassed, gives off to Thompson. Thompson now back to Burble. Joseph with it, works against Lance Burchett. Burchett doing a nice job. Burble falling to his feet here on Rob Edwards' court.
I'll tell you what, I mean, look at the defensive intensity without fouling that's going on here. With under a minute to go in this one, Clay County's up by 8. You know, pretty much got this game under control.
For all intents and purposes, it's over. You know, and it seems like, you know, coaches are so hard to give up games anymore when they're beat and they're still out there, you know, making fouls and instead of, you know, running the second team in and say, hey, you know, we're beat.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody likes to admit it anymore.
Well, that's true. You don't see that like you once did, perhaps. Jimmy wanted an explanation. I'd like to kind of hear it, too, because I thought he's in position.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Lance Burgett pulls down a rebound. Thomas, did you get to finish up the thought you were sharing?
I'm not sure that I did, but I mean, just the way these guys are playing just impresses me on the defensive end was basically what I was trying to say. Without fouling, I thought, but I was wrong.
Joseph Burgett with the personal. Just then, Jimmy Burgett to the line. 26.5 seconds left in this one. 47-40. If Clay County can hang on, they'll move to 16-3 on the year as Burgett misses the front end there. And 5-0 in district play. Red Bowen would fall to 1-17 on the year, 0-5 in district play. Clay County will next play here at Joe Simmons Gym this coming Tuesday against Pickett County. Be sure and come out for those games. They'll be good ones.
I had somebody ask me once, Coach, what do you do if you're down 10 points or less than a minute to go? I said, you lean over and tell the bus driver, get that bus warm. We'll be there in a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know there's been some amazing things happen over the years,
yeah.
But more times than not, you get to play in the foul game, and sometimes that works.
Yeah.
It all depends. Sometimes it doesn't.
I think most time we ever tried it, we wound up getting beat about 20 instead of 6.
It just made the night stretch longer.
Yeah. Agony.
26 and a half seconds left in this one. 48-40. Clay up by 8. So this has been a good battle here tonight.
It has. It's been a great basketball game.
It has. 11 points, I think the biggest lead of the night for Clay County. Red Bowling led a couple times. There was a series there where we went back and forth, maybe 3 or 4 possessions.
Yeah, early in the second quarter, somewhere in there.
We'd be 11, they'd be 12, is around those numbers.
We know we've been in a contest.
Oh, yeah. Some of these guys will be pretty sore in the morning, been physical. I still my Lance Merchant, he's foul. And this one is now pretty much done. It would have took a 3-pointer there and a timeout to regroup Red Bull. And Lance Burch is going to go to the line with 17.7 seconds left. In case you've never stayed around for it, be sure to hang around for the Farm Bureau postgame show. We do a couple different things as Lance Burch hits the first free throw. First thing we do is the Bulldog wrap-up. Talk about this game. That's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Then we come back and announce the TDS top performers from both the girls and the boys games. So hang around for that tonight. Burgett misses that second one as well. 3-pointer by Copas. It's good. So here we have a 6-point game, but too little too late with 5 seconds left. Arms going to inbound full court to Adams, and this one's going to go final. A hard-fought win here in Joe Simms Gym tonight, but it's Clay County 49. Red Bull in 43. Hang with us for the Farm Bureau Postgame Show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah. Welcome back here to the Farm Bureau post-game show. Clay County's ladies are now 17-4 with their win tonight, and the boys are 16-3 after winning. Going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, kind of what you expected, Daniel. I thought Clay County might come in here tonight and kind of put Red Bone Springs away, but you have to give the Red Dogs credit. Clay County made a push. They got out to a 6-0 advantage in the first quarter, Daniel. And then after that, Red Bull started fighting back. It was a 6-7, 3-1 point ball game throughout the middle section of this contest. They got it out to 9 at the end of the third quarter and then put it away down the stretch, Coach. I didn't feel like it was ever in question in the second half, just a tight game.
No, but guys, I know the job that Nate Adams did tonight may have been the thing, you know, that kind of pushed us up past the edge tonight unexpected points like that make a big difference.
Yeah, it did. And for Red Bowling Springs, you know, it was all about Colton Copas the majority of this contest. I thought we did a pretty good job on him. I thought Coach Everett made some nice adjustments. We saw Weston Burble come in along with Nate
Adams.
Yes,
and he had a great game off the bench.
He did. Big time play right there at the beginning of the third quarter too.
Yes.
Known for his defense most of the time, but he also scored the basketball, Coach.
Yes, he did. He took some real good solid shots and made them.
And he limited Copas to just 4 points in that third quarter. He ended up with 17 in the contest. Joseph Burville had 10. Aubrey Link 4. Riley Thompson 2. Chris Hackney scored 9 for Red Bull Springs, and Britton Powell had 1 for Clay County. Weston Burble, we just talked about him, had 4 points. Lance Virchett, 3. Wyatt Browning, 2. John Hamilton, 2. Jimmy Virchett, 7. Bryce Bailey, 4. Alec Kerr, 2. Keaton Arms, 8. And Nate Adams has to be a career high, 17 points tonight to lead the Bulldogs. What can you say about that effort from the young sophomore coach?
Right. I mean, like I said, he knew, like I think, when he turned that first shot loose that it was his night, and he played that way. You know, when he got the shot, he didn't hesitate. He took it, and it went in.
Yeah, just played a really good ball game. Daniel, you know, exactly what you thought. These Red Dogs come to play when they play Clay County.
Yeah, they did. They always give us their best. They're a scrappy bunch, and that's what we saw here tonight.
Final score, 49-43. 6-point ball game.
Closer, you know, than it was the last time we met him on January 3rd. Folks, this style grab hub has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one more little set of ads here in a promo. Come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. And now it's time to announce the TDS top performers, Daniel, from tonight's game. The girls ended up winning 47-36, and it all was on the shoulders of the senior, the reigning District 7A MVP, Riley Burchett. When your opposing defense revolves around you, that means you're a pretty good player. We saw Riley Burchett come out, have 7 first quarter points, and then kind of slowed down through the middle of the game, but that's because Riverland Springs totally changed their gameplay, went to the 2-3 zone, tried to take Riley Burchett out of this game, but guess what? They couldn't. She finished with a game high 22 points. Could be a season high. I'm not real sure. I know she was in that 20 area, maybe had 25 or 6 over Christmas. But anyway, one of her better efforts. You just can't stop Riley Burchett 101. And what I thought was really impressive about her tonight, she found a way.
Mm-hmm.
They come out, man, she dominated. They went to the zone. She pulled out and made a 3-pointer. Third quarter, she took it upon herself in the third and fourth quarters, take the ball to the hole, get fouled, go to the free throw line. She was, let me count them up, 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. She was 9 for 11 from the stripe tonight. Just what you want the leader of your team to be, Riley Burchett was that tonight.
She was, like you said, she found other ways, you know. She made a lot of double teams tonight. You know, teammates did a good job getting some entry passes into her, and we know what she does when she gets it. And I saw a time or two she would drive towards the baseline, then back up into the lane. That was a great move down here off to our left once. She's got all the moves, and we saw a little bit of all of it tonight. She can do the traditional post, or she can turn on the ball handling skills and beat somebody with it on the floor. So just an outstanding player. We've talked tremendously about her for 4 years now, and this won't be the last time that she's our TDS top performer.
And I think I mentioned the last time, too. You know, we see Abby Head knocking down 3 3-pointers in that second quarter to go with the one Burchett made. Those were the only 9 points for Clay County in that second quarter.
Right.
But if you look back, I'm pretty sure those came from kickouts from Riley Burchett. And that's what I try to say most of the time. If you play this game through Riley Burchett, you don't have to score all the points.
No.
Just play through her. She's going to make the right plays most of the time, Daniel, and she did that again tonight.
Yes, she did, especially this senior campaign. Very mature, very experienced player.
On the boys' side, there's no way to go except for the amazing breakout performance. That's what you have to call it. Daniel, I've been waiting for it because I've seen Nate Adams come in as a young sophomore, just like on the football field. He's a gunslinger on the football field. He's just a natural scorer, a natural player. Love to watch him there. He's the same thing here on the basketball court. A lot of times you see a sophomore player get an open shot and not take it. Nate Adams takes those shots. He just hadn't knocked them all down like he did tonight. He got in rhythm tonight, knocked the three-pointers down, knocked the mid-range jumpers down, made plays. We saw him get steals. We saw him go to the free-throw line, complete and one of the attempts. I knew it was coming. Coach Edwards knew it was coming. He really affects the game. But what's so impressive really about all these young players is the confidence they have They don't even think about it. Mm. You know, they come in here off the bench. If they get an open look, they're shooting it. And tonight they went down from Nate Adams, and I know this is going to be a huge confidence builder for that young player. If he knows he can knock them down, he's going to take them when he needs to again, Daniel, and that's going to be huge moving forward for Clay County. And you can't just wipe it off the board. This may not be a win without Nate Adams' performance tonight.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. And he's going to be one of those guys, at least right now, with his build, kind of a hybrid guy. He's got the height. He can go down and do some post work. He's got the skill to play outside. It's no surprise to us. We know the type of athlete he is. And, you know, so much of basketball in particular, I think, is about some rhythm and just adjusting. You know, you take a few shots, okay, I've missed a little here, a little there, and you make adjustment, you get on. To see him get in that rhythm with extended time in the game tonight, no surprise at all. He could take over a game, and we saw him do it tonight. A big night for him. Coach Watson mentioned it in the final word. He said it's been great this year to see the different guys step up and become the leader scoring when we needed them to, and tonight that's Nate Adams.
Yeah, finished with what I think is probably a career high. We'll have to double-check that.
I think you're right.
17 points tonight, and 4 3-pointers. You know, we haven't really seen Nate Adams be the knockdown 3-pointer. But when Keaton Arms kicked it out to Nate Adams tonight, he knocked it down, Daniel. I'm not sure. Probably 4 for 5 is what I'm guessing. I think he might have missed one from behind the heart. So, but now he don't care to pull the trigger when he's got an open look. And tonight, I think he's going to gain that confidence to knock him down.
He was 4 of 25 coming into tonight's game.
Right.
So he matched his season total, and he's at 8 now. Yeah, you know, he can really add numbers on to it now. And it all goes back to just that no hesitation. You see it, you do it. Don't give the defense time to do anything about it.
Yep.
Folks, tonight's TDS top performers, Briley Burchett and Nate Adams, and they are brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Clay County Sports Hall of Fame night here tonight. At Clay County High School, it all started for us, Thomas, with a 4:30 reception, a great time with Todd Upton, the family of Leon Watson, Gary Short and his family in there, the family of late Johnny Rich, all those guys in there, got to visit with them. They were inducted during halftime of the girls' game. That was a special thing here tonight, and two big Clay County wins tonight as well. But a good night in Joe Sims Gym.
It sure has. Combined 10-0 in District 7A, these two teams are, Daniel. Well on the way to maybe repeating as, simultaneous conference champs.
I guess so. It's a good word for it. Folks, Tuesday night, right here in Salina against Pickett County. That's the scene of the crime. If you can't come out and witness it, we'll be here on the Horizon Sports Network. So until then, for Thomas Weaver, for Matt Adams, Thomas Watson, and Joe Sims, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.